complicated, and you may need a little help along the way. Parents, take a stand and visit us online at positivepressure.org for answers, tips, and support about protecting your child from alcohol abuse.
Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681. Call now. That's 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681.
Basic formation. They'll give it to Slough up the middle. He's got a big hole to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the end zone. Jordan Slough for a 26-yard touchdown.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Bubak has it, first and 10 from the 43. He's in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He throws it deep. It's fluttering in the air, and it's going to be caught down the sideline at the 5. Touchdown. Kozad right down the sideline with a 57-yard strike, and they connected with Jake Paulson, who just outran the defense.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championship from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Coons back to pass, has some pressure, trying to set up the wide receiver screen. Dexter has it, and he's got room. 30, 25, and he'll be drugged down at the 20-yard line by Mason Klingelhoffer. Great play design there by the Stuart Broncos and Coach Howard.
Six programs will hoist the state title trophy this season, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for the second day of the 2013 Nebraska State Football Championships. Doug Duda with Tyson Hvranek and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as we get ready for the C1 State Championship game between the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood and the Haymakers of Kozad. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad to have you along with us for the first of three championships. C2 will go this afternoon at 2:45 as Donovan Trumbull will play in the state championship game against David City Aquinas, who is in for the third consecutive year. And then tonight, it is the Class A final to wrap things up as the Omaha North Ball Club will take on Westside and the top running back of the state, Calvin Strong, for Omaha North. But today, we get to see a variety of great athletes led by Jake Paulson here at Kozad Tyson, who I believe will be the story of this football game. We've got windy conditions today. It's cold. It's different than yesterday. And the weather conditions should definitely favor the Kozad Haymakers.
Well, welcome, Doug, to day two here of championship football. And it's going to be really a day that is ruled by the running backs. First of all, starting off in Class C1, you mentioned him, Jake Paulson, a fantastic running back for the Kozad Haymakers. He's got 22 scores on the year and has rushed for over 2,000 yards. Then you flip things over to Class C2, and we're going to see the running back out of Donovan Trumbull, and that is Jordan Slough going to be for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And then, as you mentioned, in Class A, Calvin Strong is going to be on display. And given the weather conditions that we do see with that wind a-blowing, Doug, the running backs are going to be heavily featured in the contest here at Memorial Stadium. So if you're a fan of the running game, the grinded out football. We've got three great ones going to be on display here today in Lincoln.
We had a chance to talk with Cozad coach Brian Cargill on Friday's Doug and Daddy show on ESPN Radio. We'll hear from the coach momentarily, run down the starting lineups, and get you ready for today's first game between Cozad and Ashland Greenwood. It's the C1 State Championship, and it's right here on ESPN Radio. We're back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium. We're about 12 minutes away from the opening kickoff of our C1 State Championship game. Brian Cargill, first year as the head coach at Cozad, although he has been a coach in a variety of capacities and different sports at Cozad for a number of years, taking over the program from the legendary Ron Bubach this year. And who could imagine that this football team could do what they've done? Opening night, beating Adams Central, one of the perennial powers, especially from our listening area, whether it's in B or C1. And that's kind of where Cozad's been, bouncing back and forth over the years from B and C1. And he also played against Cozad the last time that they won a state championship, not in the game, but Orton Cozad saw each other on a regular basis. I got a chance, along with Jim Langan on Friday's Doug and Daddy show, to catch up with the Cozad head football coach and ask him about the last time that he remembers playing against Cozad.
What do you remember about the Cozad legacy playing against him?
Well, at that time, of course, they were pretty loaded with talent. They had a 3-year run there. It was pretty exceptional. Brendan Holbein, of course, was excellent, 2,000-yard rusher. I think he was over 2,700 yards that year, went down to the University of Nebraska, had a great career down there. And, then, of course, Chris Dishman was very good, went down a 2-time All-American down at Nebraska, and then, of course, a wonderful pro career. But the thing that I remembered is they were just very physical and very consistent in what they did.
Brian Cargill with us. He's the head football coach in his first year as the head coach at Cozad. Brian, tell me a little bit about where this team started to click and when you started the program. I don't think there was a whole lot of changes that had to be made. There was some good talent there. But, I mean, in the first year to still be playing football the last game of the year, that has to be even maybe a little bit beyond your wildest dreams.
Well, the one thing we did, we had our meetings back in February, and then I talked to boys about what I felt needed to happen was we need to build a team cohesiveness. And one of the things I required was during our summer conditioning, we were going to come in and lift together. And I thought that I saw that over that time, the kids' chemistry started to come together. They started to feel an obligation to each other to really work hard and to compete at a high level. And then we had a nice preseason camp, and then when we got to the Adams Central game, we played very well. And then, of course, Adams Central game gave us a little confidence because they're an excellent football team, a tremendous football program over there. And then we went through the next several games, played some excellent teams in Gothenburg, Broken Bow, and get into game 6 there, I believe it was, and then played Kearney Catholic. And when we got to Kearney Catholic, ended up going to overtime. Kids ended up pulling out the overtime win, and it seemed like from that point on, our kids have continually gotten better and improved every week. And so those were kind of the marquee games, and the kids did a great job.
Yeah, hey, this is Jim Langan. And I wrote down on a piece of paper, I wrote down Adam Central and Kearney Catholic. I was going to talk to you about how those two games, the Adam Central game, just going over and really kind of dominating the game and the score when I saw it. And then the Kearney Catholic game, it was a game that looked with about 2 or 3 minutes to go that it looked like he might lose the football game. And it was really going to affect some seeding of where, you know, had people fall. And all of a sudden you come back and get that win in overtime. I think it really helped you a little bit with the confidence and also with the seeding and who you play and when you play them.
You know, a lot of people didn't understand. You know, when we played Kearney Catholic, I had, I believe it was 8 starters sick at some point during that week, and several of them missed 2 practices. Several of them only got the 1 practice that week, and we had about 3 or 4 kids that were sick during the actual game. But we went into that game, and I felt, you know, we could do well. But Kearney Catholic's line was just tremendous. They had a very good running back in the Connolly kid. I felt their game plan was sound. But the one thing as the game went on, even when Kearney Catholic got the lead, our kids did not get down. They just kept pushing, kept working, stayed very confident. And then we hit the 2 big plays in the fourth quarter. And when it got to overtime, their confidence was pretty overwhelming, and they were able to go on and get the win. You know, in a game like that, sometimes can catapult you to points psychologically that you may not have thought you could get to before, and so their confidence was very good after that.
We're talking with Cozad football coach Brian Cargill here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play Ashland Greenwood. You've got so many good kids, but Jake Paulson continues to do some things against these teams that nobody else is able to do. In fact, we've even got a question here on our Facebook page that wants to know if the Huskers are looking at Jake. Talk about who's looking at Jake maybe at the next level and just how he's able to do this.
Yeah, well, he's an amazing young man. He's very low-key about it, too. And if you didn't know him, you'd think he's always kind of kidding around. But when he steps across those lines on the football field, he's highly competitive. And he likes to win, and he likes to play the game. He's very complimentary, of course, always of his linemen. He's got a nice line in front of him. As far as people that are looking at him, he's gotten mail from anywhere from Florida State to Missouri to Iowa State. He's gotten interest, of course, from Nebraska. I believe he's maybe going on a trip there after the season's over to visit. And, you know, so there's a lot of people interested in him, obviously. And he's got some God-given talent, and, you know, we're pretty glad he's on our team.
Well, let's talk about two more things before we let you get back to class here. First, just recapping the dominant performance that you had over Boone Central. Nobody doubted Cozad's ability to compete and maybe win this football game, but the way you did it, I think, shocked everybody in the state.
Yeah, something that catches teams off guard, especially teams if you don't play them enough. You know, our speed probably catches people off guard. You know, we do have... You know, our 4x100 team in track was exceptional. You know, we've got guys running in high tens. Jake's 10.5 guy. We've got another kid that's a, you know, 10.9, 11 guy somewhere in there. And then we've got several kids who are just above that 11 mark. So in terms of our second-level guys, our defensive backs, you know, we got some guys that can run. And, you know, that makes a big difference. And I tell our kids up front, I says, if you can get – teams running laterally and then go pursue them. If you're faster than them, that's a pretty simple formula to good defense. And the other thing that I'm very, very pleased with is, you know, our front eight guys have been awesome this year, great in the weight room, but their development in terms of our lineman development and their technique and their and getting better every week, they've done an awesome job. The last 6 weeks, if you would actually watch film on us, you would just see those kids getting better week in and week out. And I've always been a big proponent. If you win it up front on either side of the ball, that's where your gravy's made. And so those guys have done an awesome job, and that's the reason for our success.
Yeah, I agree with you totally that up front, if you can dominate at that time, and then if you've got some speed, you know, it really is going to help out. I know Broken Bow in the 80s played Elkhorn, and the speed of Broken Bow was something that Elkhorn did not expect, and it got him a lead, and then Broken Bow held on to win. Tell us a little bit about Ashland Greenwood, if you would, and what their speed's like, what they're up front, or if they throw the ball, whatever they do.
The Ashland Greenwood, they got an excellent quarterback. Their skill players are very good. 220s, 210s line-wise. We match up pretty well there. They run a lot of belly, a lot of veer-type stuff, option football. I would say they're about 75-80% run, and then the rest pass. They played a heck of a game against Lakeview to get in the final, but you know, we expect an excellent football game. We expect nothing less, of course, in the championship. And so we're going to have to be sound on defense and take care of the football on offense.
Skip, anything that still concerns you even going into a last game of the year?
Not in terms of, you know, it's just the approach for us. I talk to the kids constantly about keeping things the same and going through your routine, doing what you do and keeping your preparation good week in and week out. And they understand that it's in the process. The preparation is where the success comes from. And so as long as you keep doing those things consistently and do what you're supposed to do in terms of execution, not turning the ball over, not getting penalties, and then be assignment sound on defense, everything else, you know, the win and losing pretty much takes care of itself.
And, Coach, is there any concern about playing at 10:15, which is totally different than your routine all year long?
Yeah, that's, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather play, you know, a 7 o'clock football game. That's pretty early for young kids to get up and get going, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, and both teams got to play at the same time, so we're not going to complain about it. We're just going to be glad for the opportunity and go out and get after it and give a great effort.
All right, Brian, best of luck to you and the Haymakers, a proud storied program, an opportunity to put another big trophy on the case over there. So we'll see you in Lincoln.
Well, thanks for having us on. We sure appreciate it, and you guys keep living the dream, all right?
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, and KICS Hastings, and as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for Ashland Greenwood, at center is number 52, 185-pound senior Brett Kittrell. At left guard, number 55, 225-pound senior Zach Kramer. At right guard, number 60, 210-pound senior Joe Stastny. The left tackle is number 79, 200-pound senior Matt Serville. And the right tackle is number 72, 205-pound senior Eric Kelly. At tight end, number 4, 165-pound junior Bryce Kudwolka. At the wide receivers, number 2 is 175-pound junior Tyler Craven, and number 7, 155-pound junior Corey Washburn. The fullback is number 5, 215-pound senior Bo Kittrell. The I-back, number 34, 165-pound freshman Trevor Nicholson. And the quarterback, number 8, 165-pound senior Gunner Garner. Ashland Greenwood is coached by Ryan Thompson. They are 11-1 on the season. The only loss came to Bishop Newman by 1 point in the regular season. For Cozad at center, number 54, 5'10", 195-pound senior Tanner Evertson. The guards are number 53, 6'1", 238-pound senior Hank Flaster, and number 71, 6'3", 260-pound senior Simon Rangel. The tackles are number 69, 6 foot, 240-pound junior Dallas Mack, and number 73, 6'4", 270-pound senior Jacob Stahlbaumer. The tight end is number 89, 6'2", 208-pound senior Blaine Peterson. In the backfield, or let's give you the wide receiver, that's Connor Young, number 12, 6'1", 160-pound junior. The fullback, number 34, 6'3", 220-pound senior Alex Baritska. The outstanding I-back, number 15, 6'1", 175-pound senior Jake Paulson. To the quarterback, number 3, 6'3", 180-pound senior Nate Bubach. Undefeated at 12-0, the head coach is Brian Cargill. Cozad looking for their first state championship since 1991. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Tyson, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Weather conditions are?
Weather conditions, we have winds coming out of the north at about 19 miles per hour, and it is a very comfortable 30 degrees inside Memorial Stadium. I don't have the wind chill, but with that wind at 19 miles per hour, a little bit colder than it actually is out here at Memorial Stadium this morning, Doug.
The New Tech Seed pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Cozad says, we want the football, and we are ready for play here as they will have the wind at their back. So, a little unusual here, Tyson. Not only will Cozad get the ball, they will have the wind
at their back here in the first quarter. Ashland Greenwood will have the win in the second quarter of play. That's an unusual choice there because you can get in some real trouble if you can't kick the ball off into the wind deep enough.
And it's one of those things that we, as Cozad gets ready for the football here, just setting it up, as you mentioned, here in the state championships, it's important early on to get your run game established, get your offense into some sort of rhythm. You don't want to go for the home run ball right away here in the state championship games. As you mentioned yesterday, sort of a little chess match that you want to play out here in the first couple possessions. So we'll see exactly how Cozad elects to run the football here, get their run game established, and get their offense in motion here.
Ben Stille will put the ball on the tee. And back deep, no doubt, Jake Paulson for Cozad. He's standing at the 15, and let's see what kind of kick we get. Stille, a squib kick that's rolling towards the sidelines, and Cozad's got to cover it and knock it out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That's a perfect kickoff there for Ashland Greenwood. It was going to go out of bounds, but it took long enough that Cozad had to catch that ball and slide out just so that there wasn't a chance of Ashland Greenwood covering it.
And we see here right away, right off the kickoff, Ashland Greenwood knows all about Jake Paulson. They don't want the football anywhere near his hands, whether that be in the run game or on special teams as well. And they just nice squib kick right down the sidelines, and that a good heads-up play to slide on that before any Ashland Greenwood players, any of the Blue Jays, could have fallen on top of that.
This is just a big football team. Cozad, big bruisers. Baritska, the fullback. The I-back, Paulson. Bubach sets him down, and Cozad takes their first snap here of the state championship game after beating Boone Central Newman Grove in the semifinals. It's going to be a pass play, fly pattern down the right sideline, overthrown, and it wouldn't have mattered because he stepped out of bounds on the far sideline trying to get it to their wideout, Connor Young. So Cozad trying to bust the playbook and catch Ashland Greenwood loading the box that time, which they did do. But the pass was nowhere near Connor Young.
Trying to catch the Blue Jays off guard a little bit. They're, of course, expecting that ball to go into the hands of Jake Paulson. Why not run a little fly pattern down the sideline and see if you can't strike gold early?
Bubach, 32 of 84, 762 yards, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks on the year. Second down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Paulson will touch it for the first time on Memorial Stadium turf, and he'll roll to the 33-yard line. Some people would like to think that he'll touch it many more times on this Memorial Stadium turf, whether at the running back position or the linebacker position. It's a pickup of 5, and they'll call it 3rd and 5, officially mark it at the 34-yard line.
He's just electric when he has the football in his hands, Doug. He's got over 10 yards of carry on the season. As we mentioned, comes into the game with 2,235 rushing yards and has seen the end zone 28 times. He is certainly a D1 prospect.
Third down and a long 5. Looks like they're going to try and blitz up the middle, and they'll hand it on a counterplay to Paulson. He's off the left side, and he's into the clear. 40, 45, 50, foot race to the end zone. Run, Jake, run! Cozad is in the end zone. A 66-yard touchdown on the third play from scrimmage, and the Haymaker faithful are going crazy, 6-0.
And bam, just like that, the Cozad Haymakers are on the board. Nice first initial cut by Jake Paulson to get into open field. And Doug, you saw it once he's into open field. There is nobody in the state that can touch him. What a run by Jake Paulson and the Cozad Haymakers.
It is so excellently blocked, and now Tyson Werner comes in for the extra point. And the snap is good. The placement down. The kick is away. He's got plenty of leg, and it is good. And 55 seconds into the C1 State Championship, it's Cozad 7 and Ashland Greenwood nothing. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We'll kick it off next.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
What a way for Cozad to start. Many believe that this could be the way the game goes today, Tyson.
Yeah, with Jake Paulson, and certainly as we mentioned in the pregame show, Doug, with that win, you know that he's going to be seeing the football quite a bit. And we'll see here. Ashland Greenwood, one of those teams that we'll see what they like to do offensively. Of course, they like to go to the air a little bit more. They might be struggling here with these wind conditions. They're going to be going into the wind here in this first.
Last night after the game that we did, and of course this morning, we saw Cozad people absolutely everywhere with their Win the Day shirts and their Go Big C and their Run Jake Run. And Jake does it on the first series of the ball game as the kick is away by Werner, but we have got penalty flags and whistles, and we're going to have to do this all over again. Looks like maybe Cozad took off a little too soon, and they'll have to back up 5 yards and do it again. A little anxious out there. Coach Brian Cargill talking to Hugo Escamilla. So they took off too soon, and we'll take over at the 35-yard line to kick this one away, which shouldn't be a big deal for Tyson Werner. Looks like, though, he's not going to have the leg to get it into the end zone, as Ashland Greenwood, even with the win in their face, stands at the 17-yard line to return this kick.
Talk about Cozad. I'm just kind of looking down here at the stands. I wonder if there's anybody in Cozad today. It looks like they brought the entire town.
Well, just like York, we've got some new faces and some new blood here at the state finals this year, and that's always cool to see as the ball blows off the tee. And back deep to Victor. For Ashland Greenwood will be Corey Washburn and Dawson Grill. Standing at their own 17-yard line, holding the ball now will be Chase Dugan. And Werner will boot it away. Line drive kick taken and bobbled and caught at the 15-yard line by Washburn on the right hash. Goes to the right side, 25, 30, and a couple of haymakers are over there to make the tackle. Jason Finnegan, it looks like, was the first man there. And Ashland Greenwood will start at their own 32-yard line, trailing 7-0.
Ashland Greenwood's going to be coming out onto the field offensively. They are led by their dual-threat quarterback, and got a first name for a quarterback. Gunnar Garner is going to be the taking the snaps and leading the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. He has 1,152 yards on the ground. He has thrown for 1,402, and when he does go to the air, his favorite target, Ty Craven, the wide receiver for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays.
Trevor Nicholson is the I-back, and he is just a freshman for this Ashland Greenwood football team, but he is not the guy that really carries the ball as much as the quarterback, Gunnar Garner, who leads the team in rushing at over 1,100 yards. A lot of motion, and it'll be an option play on the first play of the ball game. Garner pitches it deep into the backfield, and just getting to the line of scrimmage that time will be the I-back, Trevor Nicholson. He really had no chance, Tyson. Great job. Had to pitch the football, but it was well covered there by the haymakers.
Well done by the haymakers. They run with that option, and they keep one man on the pitch man, two men on the football, and there was just nowhere for that play to develop. Ran it all the way really down to the far side, or the near sideline here. Just nowhere for that to go.
Second down and 10, ball marked at the 32-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. In motion is Bo Kitchell, roll to the right, throw out there in the flat, and it is completed in the hands of Tyler Craven. He's got the first down at the 45 and gets out to the 47, possibly the 48-yard line. A gain of 15, and Ashland Greenwood, the Blue Jays, have their first down.
It's one of those, looks like a seam route for that time. He comes out, just finds some space, got some open field, a short little roll out there from Gunnar Garner, and he finds him for a first down for the Ashland Greenwood.
Craven got down the field in a hurry. That was a well-executed, quick play. It picked up 16 yards, and back to pass again. Looking down the field, and open again is Craven. Wide open, 30, 20, 18-yard line before he is drugged down. Well-run pass pattern twice here by the junior Tyler Craven, and Ashland Greenwood says, don't worry about it. We're in this no huddle, hurry up offense. We're going to take it at the big boys. That's one way, speed versus power.
Having some success going to the air here, Ashland Greenwood. We didn't know what kind of game we would see out of the passing game, but so far, good, efficient passing from Gunnar Garner, the quarterback for the Blue Jays.
It's first down and 10 in the Case IH red zone here for Ashland Greenwood, trailing 7-0, and we're only 2 minutes into the ball game. And the Blue Jays trying to get things going here. Here's a dive by Nicholson. He'll get to the 16-yard line, a gain of 3. It'll be second down and a short 6, it looks like here. Maybe even give him the 15-yard line with a gratuitous forward spot. So a gain of 4 on the play, second down and 6. Again, your Case IH dealer is Fairbanks International, Kearney and Hastings, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. Go to an I formation here with Bo Kittrell as the fullback. The quarterback Garner sets him down, and he goes belly dive to Kittrell, the fullback, who gets to the 10-yard line and is going to be tripped up there just short of the first down. Going to have about a yard, maybe a yard and a half to cover here on third down. 7-0 on the 66-yard touchdown run by Jake Paulson. On the third play of the ball game, and a couple of nice completions here to Tyler Craven and Ashlyn Greenwood. Third and a long one outside the 10-yard line of the Haymakers. Back to the power eye with Twins to the left. They'll give it to Kittrell, the fullback, again. He gets inside the 10. He's stood up. And let's see if he gets the first down. It appears that he will be short of the 9. He needs to get to the 9. He's at the 9.5. So decision time here for Coach Ryan Thompson. Fourth and short. Fourth and a yard.
And, Doug, the field goal might look like a good idea. And from the field position, you know, it would be one of those situations. But you got to remember, this wind is going to be a factor here, especially where it's blowing into the face of the kicker at 19 miles an hour. They're going to try to go for it here on a fourth and short.
Maryland I formation this time. Kozad jumped. And the penalty flags came out. Again, in high school ball, it's different than when you're watching on Sundays. They got back without there being any contact. But it doesn't matter. There was offsides called on the Haymakers. It'll be a first down here for Ashlyn Greenwood without having to snap the ball. And it'll be first and goal just inside the 5. Ball on the right hash as Ashlyn Greenwood moves from south to north into the wind here in the opening quarter of the C1 State Championship game. Cozad's defense has been so solid all year long. The most points they gave up was 20 in a win in overtime against Kearney Catholic. Probably Cozad's scariest moment of the year. They were down 20-7 late in the ball game and hit a couple of touchdown bombs in the last 5 minutes just to force overtime and eventually win it. In motion, it's Kittrell from left to right. Pass play on the skinny post, and it's incomplete. Oh, what a penalty flag comes down as the intended receiver was Ben Stilley. And we're going to pass interference here on defensive back Tyson Werner.
Now, Tyson Werner, I think he got to the receiver just a little bit too early. It's a timing play. He gets to the receiver before the ball gets there, and it's going to be a holding call. He got may have grabbed a little bit of his jersey on that play.
So that'll move the ball half the distance to the goal instead of course, now in this day and age, that's the same thing as pass interference when you're inside the 15-yard line. So first down and goal at the 2.5-yard line. 7:37 to go in the first quarter. Cozad 7, Ashlyn Greenwood nothing. It's just the opening series here for the Blue Jays as they'll go I formation but send Tyler Craven wide left and Ryan Schuster to the right out of the I formation. And Garner will hand it to his fullback Kittrell, who doesn't get anywhere. He is stacked up and driven backward by the interior defensive line of the Cozad Haymakers. And Alex Baritza right in there to help shove him backwards. It'll be second down and goal at the 2. This may be where Ashlyn Greenwood, Tyson, has a little bit of problem. They want to run it in right up the middle, but that's where Cozad is so strong. And if you take it to the outside, you could run yourself into some problems.
That's just with this defensive line, and it's really anchored by the linebacker that comes in there, that Alex Baritska, as you mentioned. They have been so good at defending the run, and there's some movement up front.
Well, they went back to that Maryland eye, and coming across the line, Dallas Mack. But this time we may have motion. The center may have moved the football this time. Let's see what the official tells us, because usually your nose tackle never jumps because all he's looking at is the football. And our official tells us, no, it will be, well, yes, it's going to be on Ashlyn Greenwood, and that'll move him back 5 yards. It'll be second down and goal at the 7. We saw this a lot last night in the Class B game. The teams early on, Scott and York would get inside the 10-yard line. Then all of a sudden, they'd be back at the 20 with third and goal from 10, 15, 20 yards away.
That's one of those things. I mean, sometimes you hear offensive coordinators say they would rather have the ball from around 15 to 20 yards out because there's just less room to work with your offense once you get down here inside the 10-yard line.
Maryland I, Kittrell, the up back. Ryan Schuster, the middle back, and your freshman I-back, Trevor Nicholson. And they will fake the handoff, roll to the left, want to throw it out here into the flat, and the ball is knocked away. Great defensive play to deflect it away. Werner, as they tried to get it into the hands of Kudmulka, the tight end. But Tyson Werner slaps it away, and it's third and goal at the 7.
Kudmulka had a little room there in the corner of the end zone, but as you mentioned, nice play there by Tyson Werner to get a hand on the football, knock that ball away, and now it's a third and goal for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays.
Trailing 7-0, trying to force this one in, get a tie ball game. Guy formation, Twins to the short side, right out here all by himself. Tyler Craven matched up man-to-man to the left. That's where they want to go. Fade pattern, end zone incomplete. Throwing it up, fluttering in the wind. Tyson Werner had it covered, and it's fourth and goal from the guy. Ben Stille is the place kicker, and it looks like they're going to send him out there for what would be a 23-yard field goal attempt from the right hash into the wind. And one other thing that needs to be mentioned every time you're down here at Memorial Stadium, Tyson, is you're playing on the college goalposts, so they're not as wide as the high school goalposts, which on a day like this, just a foot could make a whole lot of difference. We saw a state championship years ago in Class C1 decided by a kick that hit the uprights instead of going through. So a 23-yard field goal attempt here for Ben Stille, the sophomore. It's going to be a fake on a bad snap, and Kozad gets through there to make the tackle. It's Colin Watovic, and turned away, Ashland Greenwood.
One of those situations, Ashland Greenwood trying to roll the dice on a fake. Unfortunately, a bad snap keeps that play from developing. Kozad's able to get through there, and a big stand there defensively. They're going to get the football back. Ashland Greenwood driving all that way down to the 5-yard line. No points on the field.
And so Kozad will take over, leading it by a score of 7-0. First down and 10, as the fake field goal is no good. Two, and it's come away with no points. Nate Bubach sets him down here at the 18-yard line. First down and 10 for Kozad. Turn, handed off to the I-back, Paulson. Paulson gets to the 20, drags people to the 23-yard line. 5 yards off the first down carry for Jake Paulson, who scored on a 66-yard touchdown run on the third play of the game. Ball will be marked just short of the 24-yard line. Paulson, all kinds of D1 offers out there. Hasn't decided what he wants to do. Hasn't decided if football is what he wants to do. Kozad's baseball team made it to the state finals last year. The Haymakers are going through a good crop of kids here, and Bubach's going to come out of the shotgun formation with 3 wideouts. Still want to run the football on an inside handoff, getting to the 30-yard line, and Watovic will get to the 32-yard line, and that'll be enough for a Kozad first down, leading it 7-0. State football playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
You mentioned the Kozad Haymakers going through a good crop of athletes. They made it to the state tournament last year in football. They returned, Doug, I believe it was 10 on each side of the football for the Haymakers, if my math was correct, from last year's football team. So good crop of athletes. They're back again this year. This was brewing.
Watovic, 761 yards, 9 touchdowns so far this season. Again, spreading the field and going on the inside handoff to the 36-yard line to Watovic again. So they're putting Paulson in different spots on the field, along with Baritzka. Now Watovic will come out in another 5-yard game. Ashland Greenwood has given up yardage on the last 2 first-down plays. First play of the game, they went to the air, did Kozad. That did not work out. Now they're back to the base I formation. Ball on the right hash. And they'll run to the short side of the field with Paulson. Has the hole on the right side, 40, 45, and he'll be shoved out of bounds at the 49-yard line. 12 more for Jake Paulson. An outstanding, outstanding I-back for the Kozad Haymakers. Again, one of those football teams I hope you got a chance to watch play this year. Probably for the first time in a long time, coming through the West bracket, which was tougher than the East bracket this year in Class C1. That has not happened in a long, long time. One of the reasons, Norfolk Catholic and Pierce may be down just a skosh, but they were in the West this year as well. First down and 10 at the 49. Back to pass. His Bubach goes to the left side, and it is incomplete. Again, isolated out there, one-on-one coverage, and it goes off the hands of Connor Young. It'll be second down and 10.
I want to go back to that first down run on the last play from Jake Paulson. We saw his speed on the 66-yard touchdown. He was able to make one move, make one guy miss, and off to the races he went. There, he uses his power, breaks a tackle that right at the line of scrimmage, breaks that tackle and gets a first down. Jake Paulson does it with speed and does it with power.
Again, only 32 completions for Cozad this year, but Young has caught 16 of those, and Baritzka will get his first carry of the ball game. Baritza gets into Ashland Greenwood territory with a 6-yard blast to the 45-yard line. It'll be third down and 4. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Cozad 7, Ashland Greenwood nothing. Cozad scoring on their opening possession, a 66-yard touchdown run from Jake Paulson on 3rd and 4. And then Ashland Greenwood with a couple of nice passes to Tyler Craven, got it all the way down to the 2, but an illegal motion penalty. They faked the field goal on 4th down and couldn't come up with it. 3rd down and 4 now for Cozad. Again, base high formation. Again, Jake Paulson. Again, right side. Again, 1st down, 40, 35. Stood up at the 33 and brought down there after a 12-yard gain. And again, Jake Paulson does so many great things, but you've got to give credit to the right side of this line right now for Cozad. And, of course, the touchdown run came on a counter to the left side.
Yeah, those big boys up front for the Cozad Haymakers, and they are a big bunch of boys up front for Cozad. Doing a lot of great things to make Jake Paulson his over 2,000 yards this season.
So you've got Jacob Stahlbaumer and Simon Rangel on the right side as your guard and tackle. Out of the shotgun again on 1st down and 10 at the 33-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. Option with Watovic, and the quarterback Bubak's going to keep it. He'll get inside the 30 to the 29, roll to the 28-yard line, and a nice gain of about 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd down. And 6. Cozad in the state playoffs defeated Minden 63-14, Pierce 34-12, Gothenburg 34-9, and then the biggest shocker, I believe, in the playoffs. Again, not that Cozad won the game, but to beat Boone Central Newman Grove 35-7, who everybody thought was clearly the number one team in C1, the week after they beat 3-time defending champion Norfolk Catholic. That's what woke everybody up for Ashland Greenwood. They beat Boys Town, Wilbur Claytonia, Lincoln Christian, and last week beat Columbus Lakeview on a touchdown pass with less than 30 seconds to go. Counterplay off the left side and to the 26-yard line. And Paulson, his shortest game so far in the football contest. It'll be 3rd down and about 40 yards to go after just getting a couple.
Yeah, just looking at the Cozad Haymakers run through the Class C1 playoffs, we see one big defining thing, and that's how well they have played defensively, where, you know, all season they have played well defensively, only allowing 9.5 points per game. These Cozad Haymakers, not only can they score a lot of points, they've got a great defense to go along with that.
3rd and 4, Bubak gives it to the fullback, and they will be short of the 1st down. Ashland Greenwood says the ball came out of Baritz's hands, but nobody's jumping around, and it'll be Cozad ball, 4th and 2 at the 25-yard line. Obviously, the Haymakers will go for it here. 2 minutes and counting in the first quarter, leading it 7-0. And a big play here for Ashland Greenwood. They got a chance to come up with a key stop. Back to that power eye formation. Baritza the fullback. Jake Paulson the eye back. Bubak sets him down on 4th and 2 at the Blue Jay 25-yard line. Long count, tried to draw him off, didn't work. Play clock's at 4, 3. Bubak calls the count, takes the snap, gives it to Paulson off the right side, breaks a tackle, has the 1st down. He was hit in the backfield for the first time, but he was able to step out of that ankle tackle and get just enough for the 1st down. Getting back through there was Joe Stastny, but couldn't wrap him up. And that's been the story. He's not going to be a one-man. One man's not going to bring down Jake Paulson.
And you saw what Ashton Greenwood tried to do. They tried to have 9 guys to bring him down. They brought all the linebackers, both safeties up. The only 2 people on the islands were the 2 corners. They hand the ball right up the middle, and somehow Jake Paulson still managed to get that 1st down.
They sold out, double tight end, counterplay to the right side. Paulson, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cozad. 22 yards, and Jake Paulson's into the end zone for a 2nd time, but... there is a penalty flag right where he made the cut, and we all know what that means. Nobody touched Jake, so it's either a chop block or a hold. Personal foul, face mask on the offense, so hands to the face. And that is going to negate the touchdown and move the ball back to about the 34-yard line and bring up first and 25.
Didn't see the hands to the face, Doug. I become sort of spoiled here doing the first three games yesterday at Memorial Stadium and waiting for the replay from the Jumbotron over here and kind of getting a closer look at the play, but haven't showed up the replay yet. Was wondering who that was on. Didn't see that on the run play. Did see a great block, though, on the run by Connor Young coming over and setting up that touchdown. But again, that touchdown was negated due to the penalty.
First and 22 at the 34-yard line. And they'll go left side with Paulson. Tries to get outside. They've got it covered well on the tackle made in the open field by Ryan Schuster. No gain. First time that Paulson has been held for no gain as the wind picks up here now, gusting over 20 miles an hour. As you can feel it here on the sixth level press box at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. I would rather be on the Cozad side today. The fans at least are sitting in the sun. Over on the Ashland Greenwood side, on the east side, the sun has not made it there yet with the expanded stadium. And so it's extra chilly. Second down and 22 at the 34-yard line of Ashland Greenwood after the penalty. Fake the handoff to Paulson. Bubak back to throw. Down to the out route, and it is knocked down out of bounds. Even if it would have been intercepted by Stille, he was standing out of bounds and tried to get it out here to Young, and it'll be third down, kind of in a spot Cozad's unfamiliar with here. They don't want to throw the football if they don't have to, and very rarely are they going to have a matchup that they like. But with Ashland Greenwood trying to pack the box, they were trying to get a first down, and now without a field goal kicker, even with the wind howling at their back, they would like to pick up enough yardage here to make fourth down doable. Third and 22 at the 34-yard line out of the eye again. Only one wide out with a double tight end set. They'll give it to Paulson. Pitch play right side. See what he can get, and it's not much. Ashland Greenwood not fooled. And bring up fourth and 19. This will be an interesting call here. A scenario you don't have very often. At the 31-yard line, you would normally go for it. But you've got a 4th and 19, which is almost impossible to pick up. But Cozad gets to talk about it because that's the end of the quarter, and now they will go into the wind. Maybe they'll punt it into that wind and see the chance they can take. A 66-yard touchdown run by Jake Paulson to the first is our only score. It's Cozad 7, Ashland nothing. You're listening to the C1 State Final here on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Well, Cozad called a timeout, apparently, before the end of the quarter. They put the time back on the clock, so that would give them a chance to throw with the wind at their back if that's what they want to do. It is a 4th and 19 going on here for Cozad, 31-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. Sides, twins left, twins right, trying to get the play call here. You've got Young and Paulson lined up to the left. You've got Watovic and Werner out here to the right, and you've got Baritza in the backfield. Everybody thought we were at the quarter break, so we're waiting here for the play to be run. Last play of the first quarter, 4th and 19 at the 31-yard line. Bubak in the shotgun. Take a three-step drop, has time, throws to the middle of the end zone. The ball a little underthrown, but caught at the 4-yard line and falling to the 3. It'll be first and goal. And landing awkwardly is going to be the wide receiver, Connor Young. But he makes the catch. Cozad converts the on play. And that will be the end of the quarter. The 7-yard reception will set up first and goal at the 4. So we are at the end of the first quarter. Cozad 7 and Ashland Greenwood nothing. We'll take another break and be back after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Cozad is in the K-Science red zone to start the second quarter of play after converting the 4th and 19. Did what you're supposed to do. Ashland Greenwood is going to drop back in coverage instead of bring pressure, and that gave Bubach an opportunity to find Connor Young and put them in the K-Science red zone. Fairbanks International, Kearney and Hastings are Case IH dealer, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. Better solutions with locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Fairbanks International and Hastings or Kearney today, your Case IH dealer. No out, slot to the right side, power on, and they'll give it to Watovic. Starts right now, bounces outside, and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Connor Watovic, a 4-yard touchdown run.
Nice play by Connor Watovic, getting to the outside, making a nice little juke move, getting some space and into the end zone for the second rushing touchdown for the Cozad Haymakers this morning.
So Connor Watovic. Colin Watovic. Connor Young. And Watovic getting it into the end zone. The extra point now for Tyson Werner. The kick is away, and the kick is good. And with 11:55 to go here in the first half, it's Cozad 14, Ashland Greenwood 9. You're listening to the State Football Championships on ESPN Radio.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's Neuronic Doug, play-by-play with you. The Cozad Haymakers off to a 14-0 start. Two rushing touchdowns this morning. First off, Jay Paulson started things off less than 1 minute into the ballgame with a 66-yard touchdown rush, then a 4-yard touchdown run by Colin Wachowicz, and the Cozad Haymakers are off to a 14-0 lead here in the Class C1 state title. 7:55 to play in the second quarter. So far, the Cozad Haymakers finding the ability to rush the football. That's something that we knew that was going to happen this morning, especially with the win, but a big fourth down conversion on the last drive by Cozad. Set them up with a drive. Again, 14-0. Great start. You couldn't have asked for a better start if you're a fan here of the Cozad Haymakers.
Looking for their first state championship since 1991 to beat Elkhorn and now to the end of the wind from south to north or our right to left. Tyson Werner has the ball and ready to boot it away. We'll get it as far as he can and backing up, taken at the 9-yard line by Ashland Greenwood. Sprint to the middle of the 10, 15, the 20, and then lit up at the 23-yard line. Solid stick in the middle of that to bring down at Dawson Grill, and Ashland Greenwood will take over the football for just the second time. That was a long drive, is what we're saying here. By had to put up that touchdown.
Ashland Greenwood had a fake field goal with the win and did not get the job done.
Yeah, that last drive by Kozad there, 17 plays, 82 yards, and they chewed up 6 minutes and 23 seconds off the play clock.
They had scored and then were pushed back on an offensive face mask. And then the team back to pass. Down the sideline is complete, 35-40. 45 and pushed out of bounds near midfield into the hands of Trevor Nicholson, the I-back coming on that wheel route from quarterback Gunnar Gardner. And it's first down and 10, just short of midfield between the 49 and the 50. Ashland Greenwood now with that win at their back have to feel confident. They line up four wide here. Garner trying to talk to his guys out of the middle huddle. Four down. Kozad as they run a 4-3. Just because you go no huddle doesn't mean it's hurry up. And so now everybody is finally set. They will fake the handoff. Garner wants to keep it on a quarterbacker around the right side. He's got a field to the 45, and he's hit as he gets the 44-yard line. And down there, Mitch Fisher among those on the tackle for Kozad. 14-9 Haymakers, first minute here of the second quarter. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, and the World Wide Web at Platt. I'm Doug Duke, Tyson Hronik, our producer, Stacey Johns. Trips to the left again. This time, they will fake the handoff to the fullback, Kittrell, and the quarterback, Garner, doesn't get what he got last time. He barely gets to the line of scrimmage. Let's give him credit for a yard to the 43, and it'll be third down and two. The state football playoffs brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today and see how they can help you grow.
And we'll see here what Ashland Greenwood elects to do on third down, Doug. They have not had a lot of success running the football against this Kozad Haymaker defense. So far, rushing the football for Ashland Greenwood, only 5 yards on the ground this morning.
Third down and two at the Haymaker 43-yard line, out of the I formation, and penalty flags again. And the side judge on the Ashland Greenwood side threw it, and then he turned around and looked at the bench because obviously they're not very happy with the call. This offensive encroachment in high school football. Lining up in the neutrals before the ball is not the second time that's happened here to Ashland Greenwood, and obviously it's happening on, and that's always such a close. Too, Tyson.
And it's a close call, Doug, but it's a frustrating call because it's something that, you know, you're used to the entire season. You hate to see it happen in the state title game in Lincoln. And, you know, taking that from a third and seven, you got to be frustrating here for the Jays.
Obviously, they think it's just ticky-tack and yeah. Third and seven. So that changes the play call. Rollout pass to the left. Ball is underthrown. Ball is intercepted by Connor Young. He's to the 40, to the 45. And he'll stretch it to midfield. And the penalty flag comes in after the interception. Game's first turnover.
Nice job there by Connor Young reading the pass play, stepping in front of the wide receiver, giving Kozad, getting after Kozad, Connor Young has four interceptions on the season so far. And has got a personal foul there on Kozad after the play.
So the interception, and we must have had a targeting or a late hit. I think I see what they call that, possibly on Dallas Mack making a block there. Maybe they're saying that he left his helmet.
I think they're saying maybe blocking. That is what the indication is from the referee. Didn't really. I thought he got kind of off to the side.
The ball will be moved back to the 37-yard line. Last Kozad has it, 9:57 to go here in the second quarter of play, leading the C1 championship game by a score of 14-0 as the wind continues to howl at 20 here into the face of the Haymakers. But if you had a 66-yard run by Jake Paulson, a 4-yard run by Colin Kovic, Paulson on the day, already 112 yards on 10 carries. And Kozad checking off at the line of scrimmage here with 48. Right side is Young, and Paulson will get the carry right up the middle across the 40 to the 43-yard line. A gain of 6, and again, first down has been a big down for Kozad. They have continued to move the ball on first down, setting up short yardage situations. But getting back to Ashland Greenwood, you had to think, Tyson, that on third and two, the Blue Jays would have ran the ball. That penalty forced him to throw, and it forced into the interception.
Well, and
so
we've
big call for a kid that was probably minutely lined up in the neutral zone as Paulson takes it over the right side and is tackled forward across the first down marker to the 48.
Again, a couple completions through the year, but we have seen the wind wreak havoc here with the passing game. There was the play in the corner of the end zone. It was a little fade pattern to try to find some space in the corner of the end zone, and the ball just hung up in the air too long, and the Cozad Haymakers were able to get to it, get on the defend it well. That one, the ball just gets caught up in the air, and Young was able to get to it and get for the interception.
Bubak out of the shotgun formation this time. Baritza in the backfield. Watovic in the backfield. Gives it to Watovic. He'll come off the right side for a couple. Push the ball just into Ashland Greenwood territory. Ball marked at the 50 officially. Second down and 8. 14-0 Cozad. 9 minutes to go here in the first half of the C1 championship game at halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will run down the first half stats. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will be in the booth with us to talk about what happened yesterday, the first half of this game, and, of course, two more to go. We've got Donovan Trumbull taking on David City Aquinas in the C2 game, 2:15 pregame here on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9, and then the Class A final tonight, West Side and North. Different look here out of the shotgun. It's a simple draw, and right up the middle of the football field is Watovic. He's into the secondary. He's gone. Touchdown, Watovic. Collin with his second touchdown of the quarter goes for 50 yards. They gave him a different look with the backfield set up, an unbalanced eye in the shotgun, and it was a simple draw play, went right up the middle, no middle linebacker, and 50 yards later, it's 20-0, the Haymakers dominating.
Well, and if you're Ashland Greenwood on the defense, you're in that lineup and you're looking for Jake Paulson, you're following Jake Paulson with the football, there's probably three or four circles around number 15 for the defensive game plan. That time, that different look there. And then that ability to go right up the middle, a great touchdown. The extra point is up, and I think he might have got a hand on it.
Looks like it's blocked, but it also looks like the play is going to be blown dead. Simon Rangel had a great pull block to open things up there from his right guard position. And we will try the extra point again. Another offsides. This time it's on the defense. I will mention it's the same official throwing the flag on all of these. So you got to bring him to the side and say, what are you seeing? If you're the coach, saying, what are we doing wrong? What are you seeing? Well, tell us what we're doing wrong. We'll adjust it. So we'll try the extra point kick again here from a yard closer. Won't change things up here for Cozad. Or will it? They'll run a two-pointer, and it's complete and good. The holder throws it out here into the flat to Watovic for the two-point conversion to put an extra point on the board here with 8:19 to go in the first half. It's now Cozad 22, Ashland Greenwood nothing in the C1 state final here on ESPN Radio.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Bubak, the holder for Cozad. That'd be why you throw it out there to Watovic.
If you're Ashland Greenwood, you kind of see your quarterback. You see the quarterback lining up in the holder position. You got to figure the extra point, or you may be thinking that back of your mind. But, of course, up 21-0. Nice play call. They move it in a little bit closer, going for two. Cozad, you can't ask for a better start, Doug, if you're the Cozad Haymakers. Getting off to a 22-0 start here just in the first half of the C1 state championship.
2 5-yard penalties for lining up in the offensive neutral zone is the story for Ashland Greenwood. They had it at the 2-yard line on second down and goal after Cozad scored, could have took it in, made it 7-7. Then down here, they had a chance to get 3rd and 2 and ended up passing it, and the interception throws them into the touchdown here, and it's 22-0 as the kick is away and down the left sideline, tackled out of bounds. It'll be Hugo Escamilla throwing him out at the 29-yard line, and Ashland Greenwood now has a lot of work to do. And some people, especially from the West, thought that this is maybe how this football game would go today. And you saw the win today
and thought Ashland Greenwood would have trouble. Well, that's not been the problem, even though they were picked off on the last play. They forced it in there on 3rd and 8. It's had nothing to do with the weather. The Blue Jays have moved the ball a little bit, but kind of like York last night in the Class B game, they have nothing to show for it. So Ashland Greenwood, 1st down and 10. Ball on the far hash near the Blue Jays sideline. Taking a lot of time, again, that no huddle, just shouting out instructions here. The quarterback, Gunnar Garner, trying to get things going here before halftime. 8:14 still to go, and the quarterback, Garner, on a follow, will get to the 30-yard line, a short gain of 1, following Kittrell, his fullback. Short gain makes it 2nd down and 9.
Still nothing doing for the Ashland Greenwood running game, and you really wanted to get that established here if you're the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, and so far just unable to do it. Rushing attempts for Ashland Greenwood, they are at 9. They have only 5 yards to show for it. With a no gain play there, it's still give them 1. So 2nd and 9 here for the Blue Jays.
Gunnar Garner rolls to his right, wants to throw it out here into the flat. The pass is complete to Tyler Craven for a short gain to the 36. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 3 for Ashland Greenwood, trailing 22-0 here in the C1 state championship game. Brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park and Webb Road, Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Yesterday, we crowned Hemingford, Fall City Sacred Heart, and Omaha Scutt as state champions. Cozad trying to win it out of the West bracket here, rolling to his left again. Garner, it's a shovel pass. It's deflected. The ball's in the air. It might be picked off by a lineman. A penalty flag comes in because it actually hit an Ashland Greenwood lineman. So that'll be illegal touching, which basically is no penalty. And it'll fall incomplete and bring up 4th down here. And the ball bouncing around on the ground. They thought after it bounced into the air that it flicked off the fingertips of Trevor Nicholson. And that is always dangerous in the middle of the pile on a shovel pass.
Well, and I think Simon Rangel, the defensive tackle there, might have even had a hand on that football, too.
That's what I thought, and I thought maybe they blew that play dead a little quick. But the ball did hit the ground, so a 5-yard penalty and a loss of down. It'll be a punting situation now for the Blue Jays, and back deep for Cozad on the near side will be Connor Young, and on the far side will be Nate Bubach. And ready to punt it away will be Bo Kittrell on 4th and 9 from their own 30. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. And more penalty flags on the field. The entire left side of the line moved for Ashland Greenwood. And that's because the entire right side of the defensive line moved for Cozad. So it's offsides on Cozad, and that'll make it 4th down and 4. So the penalty yardage for the illegal touching is now wiped out by the offsides, as Cozad was going to try and bring some pressure. They are keeping the hammer down. Snap, not much of a rush this time. Kittrell straight up in the air. The wind will push it, and Bubach's going to let it go over his head and bounce out of bounds at the 32-yard line, and that's where Cozad will take over, a punt of 33 yards with the wind howling at the back. Probably not what Ashland Greenwood had in mind that time. You kind of figure that ball's going to be able to sail a little bit farther. So timeout on the field with 6:53 to go in the first half. It is Cozad 22 and Ashland Greenwood nothing here in the C1 State Football Championship game. And we'll be back with more on ESPN Radio in a moment.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney, as we are ready for the next drive to begin here for Cozad, leading at 22. Was at their own 32-yard line after the punt. And a handoff to Paulson, hitting the backfield, spins free, 35, 40, pushing to the right side, 45, and drug down by Ben Stille in the secondary at the 46-yard line. Paulson was hit but was not wrapped up in the backfield. And this is why Paulson is such a great runner. This is what makes great running backs, Tyson.
Ryan Schuster coming up through the middle there, the safety for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, getting around Jake Paulson's legs, trying to bring him down. Paulson just shakes free, and he adds another 11 yards to that carry for a probably 12, 13-yard carry for the Haymakers. Sets up another first down here.
Paulson with 136 yards in the half. Now an end around, and Connor Young didn't fool anybody. Waiting for him, stacking up, seizing the moment. Brett Kittrell makes the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. And the one thing for Cozad, it may be boring, but what works is running the football here out of their base formation and their passing game, and they're the little trickeration. Those plays have not worked.
Well, and you're at a situation now for Cozad where you're up 22 to nothing, and, you know, running the football, as we mentioned, for Cozad on the ground today. Both Jake Paulson, Colin Watovic as well, 217 yards rushing the football. If you get 217 yards in the first half, stick with that. It's working for the Haymakers right now.
Second down and 12. And out of the shotgun, Cozad looks like they want to call a timeout. With 6:01 to go here in the third quarter of play, Cozad 22 and the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood nothing. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney, will be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda, Tyson Hebronic, back with you here on ESPN Radio. No Doug and Daddy show Monday and Tuesday because we are bringing you the six-day football championships. But tomorrow, our lone Doug and Daddy show of the week will be our final Husker lunch of the year. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, will join us at Cunningham's to, again, look at the bowl situation, preview Iowa, talk about the Penn State game. But right now, it is second and 12 for Cozad at their own 43-yard line, coming out of the timeout. I formation, Paulson left side. He's hit. He gets forward again, squeaks across the 45 to the 46, but again, initially hit, bounced backwards, kept his feet, and then moved forward for 4 yards after he was hit. And that'll bring up second down, or third down, and 9. They changed their formation up after the timeout.
Yeah, and let's talk maybe just a little bit about that. You mentioned, you know, sticking with the run, the trick plays, the pass plays weren't necessarily working for the Cozad Haymakers, but they are mixing up their formations a little bit. They're giving Ashland Greenwood some different looks. They'll take you back to that third score where Colin Watovic was able to take it right up the gut for a 50-yard touchdown run. That was sort of on a different formation, gave Ashland Greenwood a different look.
Third down and 9, and rolling to his right, Bubak wants to throw out here in the flat. It's complete to Young. He's got the first down, makes a man miss. 40, right sideline, 30, 25, cuts back 20, still on his feet. And they say he stepped out of bounds back at the 30-yard line, but still a big first down on the play of 24 more. First and 10 for Cozad. And before that, Bubak was just 1 of 4, and that was against a prevent defense on 4th and 19, which set up their second touchdown. So the passing game hadn't been there, but that was a nice little sprint pass to the right side by Nate Bubak.
And a nice play once again by Connor Young to make a man miss. Sort of just puts on the brakes there. And as I'm looking at the replay, I'm not quite sure if he stepped out or not, Doug.
Well, it will be first down and 10. Cozad on the right hash, 30-yard line, high formation again. Pitch play, Paulson starts left, now has to kick it outside. Tries to get to the corner, and as he does, he runs out of real estate at the 22-yard line. It's going to be second and short, about a yard and a half here, as Paulson's pushed out of bounds with 4:58 to go in a 22-0 first half here for the Cozad Haymakers. Paulson trying to get 150 yards here in the first half for a young man that's ran for over 2,300 yards, and with any kind of a second half, he's going to get to 2,500 yards and probably be the second leading rusher in the state this year, because Strong tonight, with a big game, could get to 3,000 yards. Wow. Unbelievable. Every game here on ESPN Radio, and now they're going to give it to the fullback, and Barissa will get to the 15, enough for the first down, and move the chains again, bringing the Cozad Haymakers into the Case IH red zone. Contact Fairbanks International in Hastings and Kearney, your local Case IH dealer.
Once again, as we mentioned, a great running back is going to be on display. If you're into these state championship football games, let's keep it right here on ESPN Radio, as we've got Slough for Donovan Trumbull Cardinals coming up in the C2 game. And as you mentioned, the man that might eclipse 3,000 yards on the season, Calvin Strong, in that Class A state championship.
First and 10 at the 15. Cozad looking for more. Paulson off the right side hit, and that time he didn't spin free. Holding on to him and making sure that he didn't get loose was Eric Kelly, defensive tackle for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. A gain of 3 to the 12-yard line. And so even when Cozad's not making anything, they're making 3. And Cozad could virtually put the football game away with another score here before halftime. 2 touchdown runs here in the quarter by Colin Watovic. A touchdown run on the third play of the game by Jake Paulson from 66 yards. And it is 2nd and 7 at the 12. Cozad on the march again. They'll fake the handoff to Paulson. We're going to throw it out here into the flat for Connor Young. And it's picked off. Great pick by Ben Stille at the 2. He was able to grab it one hand and haul it in and keep Ashland Greenwood's hopes alive. The first turnover for Cozad. Each team has given it up once. And that wasn't that poor of a thrown ball. That was Stille just making a good play on it. Goes up with the right paw and does a little tip drill into his belly and runs out of bounds at the 2.
And you just got the feeling like Ashland Greenwood needed to have a spark defensively. Doug, Cozad's been running the football right down their throat for positive yards, just moving up and down Memorial Stadium. A big turnover there for the Blue Jays. But, you know, of course, the field position doesn't factor into it. They just needed to get the ball back and prevent Cozad from putting the ball in the end zone.
Brian Cargill trying to shout some instructions to his defense here. Ashland Greenwood out of the I formation. They want to throw the ball on first down, and it is out here into the sideline to the 20-yard line, incomplete. Trying to get it out here to Tyler Craven. And these pass plays, they've done that about 3 times now on each side, just not necessarily a fly pattern there, but going with a sideline route that was well covered again.
And, yeah, that's one of the points. A great job so far by the Cozad corners, by the staying with those wide receivers, not giving them any really opportunity to catch the football. They had a little bit of success earlier on in the first quarter when they were finding Craven in the open, through the middle, finding some holes in the zone, but not lately.
Tyson Warner on the coverage, and out of that Maryland eye, a handoff to the up back that doesn't get anything. It's going to be 3rd down and 10. Nowhere to go for the fullback, Bo Kittrell. And it'll bring up 3rd down. So situation here where Cozad still could get the ball back in real good position here with about 2.5 minutes to go if they can get a stop. Kind of surprised Cozad isn't using a timeout right here. Probably will use it after 3rd down if they're able to run it here.
Cozad with 1 timeout remaining here in the first half with 3 minutes left to play.
Well, that's probably why. I thought they had 2. My bad. And now Ashland Greenwood has to call a timeout as they were not set to go, and they don't want to move the ball from the 2 to the 1, so a timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 2:58 to go here in the first half. C1 State Championship, Cozad 22, Ashland Greenwood nothing. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
A chilly Tuesday morning here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The sun starting to get to the Ashland Greenwood fans that are sitting in the East Stadium, and maybe some sun starting to shine on the Blue Jays here, who got off to a good start, and we'll recap it all here in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, but now find themselves down 22-0, and it was moments away from being more, but Ben Stille comes up with an interception at the 2, and that's where Ashland Greenwood still is. 3rd down and 10. At their own 2-yard line with 2:58 to go here in the quarter. And Garner back to pass. Same sideline pattern. The ball popped into the air. The ball caught. The official not sure what to say. The ball tipped around, bounced around, and eventually it ended up in the belly of Tyler Craven.
We got one official from the far side, Doug, came running in, signaling incomplete. Here we go. We're going to get a good look at this here in just a second.
And now I think they are ruling it incomplete. It bounces on the helmet. Yeah, yep. And it hit the ground. Yep. So it is incomplete. The official, good job of working there. The near official wasn't sure.
He did not have a clear view of where that ball landed, because you see it lands on the other side of his helmet here. So the only one that had a clear look at it was the referee, who was a little bit farther off on the play, that could see that ball clearly landing on the ground, Doug.
Good job by Craven to try and sell it. Now it'll be Kittrell to try and punt from the back of the end zone. Here comes the pressure. The kick is away. Nice high kick using a little bit of wind, and caught at the 35-yard line by Young. The right side, room 30. Back up against the numbers 25 and down at the 22-yard line. First down and 10, Cozad, after a punt that only went about, again, 33 yards. There's some good height on the two Kittrell punts, but they're not going anywhere with that 20-mile-an-hour wind at his back. And Cozad with one timeout, 2:38 to go. Plenty of time to try and punch one more in here and secure a state championship before the halftime horn. Haymakers will come up over the football on the right hash, leading it 22-0, 2:38 to go here in quarter number two. Out of the shotgun formation, man in motion from right to left on the jet sweep. They will hand it off. That's Paulson to the 19. He'll pick up about four. We'll call it second down and seven. They'll mark it right on the 20-yard line. So an official gain of three, 22-0. Paulson already over 150 yards here in the first half on 17 carries, 154 Watovic, six carries, 71 yards. A 66-yard touchdown for Paulson. Watovic has a 50-yarder to help inflate those numbers. Second down and seven, Bubak. Turns, hands it right side, Paulson, follows his blockers, and is going to be pulled down at the 17-yard line. Good job of filling the hole that time by the Blue Jays, led by, once again, Eric Kelly. It'll be third down and four. Again, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep is scheduled to join us. Plus, we'll have a chance to take a look at the first half stats. Third and four at the 17 for Cozad. Ashland Greenwood needs a stop. Pop pass, nowhere to go. Bubak sacked behind the line of scrimmage. The line collapsed on him as they expected maybe a draw play to either Baritza or Paulson, and he couldn't even really get his arm to move forward. It was well covered, looking for that tight end pop pass, and a timeout will be called here by Ashland Greenwood. With 1:10 to go before halftime, fourth and six coming up for Cozad at the 19-yard line. And again, they converted a fourth down and 19 earlier here in the Case IH red zone. What will Cozad do? You've got a kid in Warner that appears to have enough leg, and if he could make this, then it is a four-possession game. Ashland Greenwood down 22-0. That's three touchdowns. You'd have to throw in a two-point conversion, but decision time here for Brian Cargill.
And we're also at a point, here for Ashland Greenwood. They're thinking maybe that Cozad might elect to, because they're going into the win, might elect to go for it. If you can get a stop, you still got a minute to try to put a drive together, maybe a few quick plays down and get your kicker in position to put some points on the board before the half. So a little bit of a chess match going on here. Even though it's a three-possession football game, Ashland Greenwood still thinking points.
Well, Ashland Greenwood will also get the ball to start the second half.
Yep.
And they have to come up with a stop here for Cozad. You have got Paulson in the slot left. A little farther left, Connor Young. They keep Baritza in the backfield with Bubak out of the shotgun, fourth down and six. Bubak, sprint option to the left side, wants to throw it out here in the flat. It's complete at the 15 to the 10. Paulson to the 5, steps back inside and gets into the end zone for a Cozad touchdown. Jake Paulson, they didn't get him shoved out of bounds, so he says, I'll find the end zone from 19 yards.
What a move by Jake Paulson there, about the 4-yard line. He splits the defenders there on the near sideline, goes right in between him, and then finds his way to the end zone. Jake Paulson doing it on the ground, and then through the air as a receiver as well. Great play, Cozad Haymakers.
Yeah, that's just a killer right there for Ashland Greenwood as Tyson Werner comes in to attempt the extra point. Bubak the holder. It's down. Werner's kick is away, and it hit the uprights. See, that's good in high school, folks, here in the college uprights. It clanks off no good, so a two-point conversion now is able to keep them at 28 and keep them on pace. But with 103 to go in the first half, it's Cozad 28, Ashland Greenwood nothing. You're listening to the state football playoffs on ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic back with you at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Championship number 4 of the 2013 state football finals. And it is all Cozad. Ashland Greenwood had a couple of opportunities as Werner ready to kick it away with a 1:03 to go. Because of the wind, it'll be short to the 13-yard line on the left hash. Now trying to reverse his field to the 20, breaking a tackle 25. How about Hugo Escamilla? He makes another tackle on special teams, and Ashland Greenwood will start at the 25-yard line here of the Blue Jays. With 56 seconds, one timeout remaining, and a quarterback Gunnar Garner, who can throw the football, and I guess you got to try. You got to try here. You can't sit on the football.
The Ashland Greenwood has to be thinking points on this drive. You're going to, as you mentioned, going to get the football back to start off the second half. So you got to be thinking points, whether it's just a field goal, something to get some sort of positive momentum for the Blue Jays.
And they will go with 4 wide, 3 to the right side. Short side left. As we await the snap and back to pass. Garner throws out here in the flat to Trevor Nicholson, the freshman at the 25 to 30. Needs to get out of bounds. And will they call him out? Yes, they will. There's your inexperience, Tyson. He was trying to find the first down marker, and he's going to be short, but got lucky and got shoved out of bounds to stop the clock with 47 seconds.
One of those things, a quick pattern to the sideline, even if you don't get the first down, is sometimes better than trying to stretch the play out and looking for those first down sticks. But as you mentioned, a freshman running back in for Ashland Greenwood, he's going to learn. He's going to learn clock management, getting out of bounds, making those kind of plays.
So Garner on second down and 1 at their own 34-yard line. Quick little slant pattern and incomplete. Looking again for Trevor Nicholson. And it'll be 3rd down and 1.
Ball just a little bit behind Nicholson right there. He had a little bit of a space if he would have been able to get to the ball. But here's one of the things I'm concerned about, Doug, is with your Ashton Greenwood. Yeah, first down stops the clock. But, you know, you want to be looking sideline too.
One timeout remaining. Let's see if they just decide to run it and get a first down here out of the pistol formation. Garner, nope, rolls to his left, looking, throws it as far as he can, and it's over the head of the intended receiver, his top receiver, Tyler Craven, and that'll bring up 4th down and 1.
So now kind of a decision time again. If you're Ashland Greenwood, you've got to be thinking points, but it's a 4th and 1 situation. You certainly don't want to give Cozad the football here with an opportunity that they can score, so I don't know. I believe they'll probably be electing to punt the ball away.
They will line up in punt formation here with Bo Kittrell standing at his 20. Connor Young is back there. And Paulson will be back there this time as well. You do not want to kick to them. They are both over here on the near side, and it's going to be a fake punt. On the direct snap, first down up the right sideline near the 40-yard line. Nice run that time by the quarterback, Gunner Garner. And for Gunner Garner, he gets the first down on a fake punt. Didn't get a lot, but didn't need a lot.
Rolling the dice, Ashland Greenwood right there. Head coach Ryan Thompson gives it right to the up man. The up man takes the ball for the first down. Ashland Greenwood keeps the drive alive, 34 seconds to play.
And they still have 60 yards to go.
On first down and 10, the wind gusting up again. Garner rolls to his left, throws back against his body, and it is incomplete. Would have been short of the first down. Connor Young comes in there and deflects the ball away from the intended receiver, Ben Stille. And it'll be second down and 10, and the wind just continues to howl here at Memorial Stadium.
Got the window open that almost shut down right on top of us.
That's too, and it's too bad, too. I hate when the kids have to play in conditions that just aren't nice, and it isn't nice right now. It's a state championship game. There's nothing you can do about it, but it is just howling. On second down, Garner, fly pattern right side, one-on-one, trying to get it downfield to Corey Washburn, and he overshoots his intended target. There was a little grabbing and pushing that time with Bubak back there, and there's a penalty foul for roughing the passer on Cozad. So a 15-yard penalty will move the ball into Cozad territory at the 45-yard line with 24 seconds to go. Garner has enough of an arm where they can get the ball to the end zone, so they're in at least go-for-it situation. But a roughing the passer penalty will help out Ashlyn Greenwood and move the ball to the 45-yard line. Still 24 seconds, one timeout remaining here in the half for the Blue Jays. They go with trips to the left side. Garner looks that way, throws it underneath. Oh, and wide open was Nicholson, but he got turned around as to where the ball should be thrown. Cozad was a little late getting over there on the coverage. It wasn't going to be a touchdown unless he broke some tackles, but that was the first time you really saw some separation in a pass play here for Ashlyn Greenwood.
Yeah, if he gets the ball, he's got a little bit of space in front of him, as you mentioned. Probably not going to get the six, but certainly would have put them at least in the first down situation in a lot better territory moving forward here as they try to work their way towards the end zone.
On second down, standing in the shotgun, deep post pattern is knocked away at the 30-yard line. Connor Young, not only is he catching the ball, but another great defensive play to knock it out of the hands of Tyler Craven, because that might have been the best thrown ball of the morning here from Garner.
A great play there by Connor Young coming in there and jarring that football loose here. Good job getting this with the football. Connor Young coming in there behind the play and knocking that ball loose.
Young went for the ball instead of the ribs, or Craven might still be on the field. They're down. Wants a swing pass out of the backfield. That's behind the line of scrimmage. It is caught. The ball's fumbled. It's loose on the turf. We've got a penalty flag. It's covered by Ashlyn Greenwood. Kittrell's able to get on top of it.
He might have got to the face mask on that play, Doug.
Personal foul, face mask on Cozad. 30 yards of penalties here. And problem now for Ashlyn Greenwood. We're down to 9 seconds. That might have been setting up a halfback pass, but it was so well covered that Kittrell just tucked it up and ran. Ashlyn Greenwood asleep to the ball here because they might want to spike it.
Third down.
And it will not be enough for a first down, so third and one. And I wonder if Ashlyn Greenwood realizes that. They're ready to snap the ball as soon as the official gets out of the way. And they spike it, and 2 seconds run off the clock. And now it's fourth down and one. If they had a lot of experience, they'd have ran the quarterback sneak there, got the first down, and had the exact same situation. 2 seconds would have ran off the clock. But now fourth down, and basically you're down to one play anyway. So expect Ashlyn Greenwood to take their shot at the end zone here with a mini Hail Mary from the 36-yard line. Four wideouts. Garner stands at the pistol formation with one blocking back. He'll roll to his right. Stops, throws underneath, and the ball hits the turf, incomplete, and it'll be Cozad ball with 2 seconds remaining from their own 36-yard line in command, 28 to nothing.
That's one of those plays, Doug, with 7 seconds left. You just want to kind of see people get towards the end zone, maybe take a shot like that in the end zone. If you're Ashlyn Greenwood, you got to be thinking points on the board. Going to the sideline, though, with trying to get the ball out with maybe 2, possibly 1 second remaining, maybe setting up a shorter field goal. Not quite sure why they didn't elect to just run 4 routes to the end zone there.
So Cozad doesn't look like they're going to line up in the victory formation here either. Bubak's got 3 wide receivers for the final play of the first half of this C1 championship. Bubak sends Paulson in motion. Yeah, hand it off to him from right to left. See what he can get. He gets 40. Down the left sideline, 50. Stays inbounds 45-40 to the 35. And finally,
shoved out of bounds. But why don't you just put another 29 yards on the first half total here for Jake Paulson? That's going to put him over 185 yards rushing in the first 24 minutes of this game. And it takes us to halftime in the C1 state championship game. It's the Cozad Haymakers 28. And the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, nothing. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Tyson will take a look at the first half stats. I'll have a chat with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We'll preview two games still to come today in the C2 and Class A finals. So stay with us as the state football championships, all six, the only radio station in Nebraska to bring you every state championship. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Out 35-40 down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15 and the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. Touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor.
Send an email to sportsmarketing@espnsuperstation.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5 touchdown.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It has been the Cozad Haymakers show here in the first half, looking to win their second state championship in school history and the first since 1991, 22 years later. They're looking to complete their first undefeated season since 1969, and they are two quarters away from getting that done. 28-0 over Jake Paulson has a 66-yard touchdown run and a 19-yard touchdown reception. And it is Colin Watovic with a 4-yard and a 50-yard touchdown run to make it 28-0 here at halftime. Don't forget, our second game today and fifth of the state championship will be the C2 final as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, the first state championship in school, taking on the two-time defending champions, the Monarchs of Aquinas Catholic, David City. Our pregame at about 2:10 and at kickoff at 2:45 for Memorial Stadium. All the action will be not only here on ESPN Radio, but also on Classic Hits 98.9 this afternoon, and then the Class A final between Omaha North and Omaha. When we come back, we'll catch up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
There's feeling in the air.
There's excitement everywhere.
Right now, Crossroads Ford and Kearney, they're dealing, dealing, dealing. They have all kinds of brand new cars, pickups, and SUVs in stock. Drive through their lot, they have specials on the new 2013s. Ask about the factory rebates and factory bonus cash. They have several brand new 2013s left, and they gotta go. They're dealing, and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads Ford.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. Time of the state championship game, comes at 28, and Ashland Greenwood nothing. And we're pleased to be joined once again by Jen Huskerland Prep Report. Get to put a wrap on the season tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, but there's still some football to be played here. And Bob, a little cool down there. How are you? It's set up for
today. Yeah, well, I realize there's a game going on, but I've for some sort of process, I believe, to the hands. But no, It is. And, you know, you kind of thought this could happen. I'll tell you what, the thing that impresses me about Cozad more than anything, dude, is the fact that they put it all on the line last week against them. They really wanted to win that in an emphatic fashion, you know, kind of show the world the whole deal. They still got something left in the tank. They haven't taken their foot off the accelerator. I can't think of any other cliches to use right now. The point is that they look better than ever right now.
We were talking about this, that it might be boring, but when they're having success, it's just lining it up and running the football. Their pass play here at the very end, they hit a couple of nice ones, but early on, that wasn't really there. They try to reverse, that wasn't there. Ashland Greenwood, kind of like York yesterday, they had a chance here early on and let it get away from them. Cozad scores. Paulson hits the bomb right out of the gate, third play of the game. And then they hit a couple of nice pass plays to Tyler Craven. They move the ball down the football field, got first and goal. They're at the two. And then the young man with the stripes on the right sideline loves to pick on whoever's not lined up perfectly. And we've seen four of those flags, I believe, both sides before the snap. And it has hurt Ashland Greenwood twice. It backed them up to the seven, incomplete pass, fake field goal, which didn't work at all. Then right before an interception, they had a third and two in Cozad territory lining up. You think they're going to run the football, get the first down and move it. 5 yards back, forced to throw the ball. It's a pick. It leads to touchdown. And that's really kind of what has put the nail in the coffin here for the Blue Jays.
That's a legit point. I mean, you know, in a game like this, Ashland has got to be perfect. They've got to be perfect. They cannot make mistakes, especially once they kill their chances to score any amount of points. And what's happened is that they have done that twice, and, you know, Cozad's made them pay.
Bob, once again, kind of moving forward today, if you're not basically our listening kind of listenership in South Central Nebraska, if you're unfamiliar with Omaha football, talk about the kind of running back we're going to see here in the Class A state championship tonight.
Well, to be honest, the best comparison I can make is Calvin Strong looks like Johnny Rogers must have looked in high school. He's not very big, but he is just different. He is now what you're seeing. People that are watching the game are here and see what's going on with Paulson. Paulson's a great high school running back, and I do think that he can find a place to play at Division One. You know, 30 carries a game. Don't know about that. The kid's got instincts. Strong is just on a different level, and really, he's the most exciting running back I've seen in the last 10 years. And I saw him earlier. We may have talked about this on the show. I saw him at Miller North, and a couple times what caught my attention was he had two long runs, an 80-yarder and a 67-yarder. Both of them cleared the line of scrimmage and got rocked 5 yards after the line of scrimmage, once by a safety, once by a linebacker. I dare say that 99% of the backs in the state went down. He gave him the old shake, and off he went. And people are going to be in for a treat. I mean, he's just incredible. I mean, the numbers, the kid has got a legit chance. In fact, I was going to bet, well, either one of your salaries. For the year, I would be willing to bet that he gets 3,000 yards. I think he needs something like
209,
yeah,
259, 209 tonight.
Yeah, he just needs just a couple hundred yards. I mean, really, he's done that a bunch of times.
Well, that's what he's averaging. Yeah, 2791 through 12 games. That's over 200 yards a game with my non-Arnold High School.
No,
basketball.
And that's what said. You know your math.
I got something for that once. Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic, and Bob. Halftime of the C1 championship, Cozad 28 and Ashland Greenwood nothing.
Let's talk a little bit about the game that we have coming up this afternoon. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals off to a fantastic turnaround there. And Donovan Trumbull, Brent Brechner has really put that program back on the map. What are we going to see from the C2 state title game this afternoon?
Tyson, I tell you what, I look at this game, and I am like any fan. I am so happy for Donovan Trumbull. I had a chance to interview Slough and Wilt Fong in the preseason. Yep. I got to talk to my new favorite football player, Renzo Williams, just a few days ago. There's a lot of Donovan Trumbull. I mean, the old scruffy underdog coming up and being in his first state final and all that. What worries me, and it worries me a lot, is that Aquinas is so good at two things. They are so good at defense, and it doesn't matter how big they are. They play defense. There's somebody in every lane. They never miss a tackle. They're smart and special teams. They just don't make mistakes on special teams. They've always got a punter and a kicker. And I tell you what, if the game gets into the high 20s, I think Jonathan's got a real chance. But anything less than that, and I think Aquinas wins the ball game.
They run that wishbone try running back look, and Alex Reimers and Zach Crank are out offensively big, maybe even bigger defensively. Again, a situation there that I guess is unfortunate for Aquinas, to put it kindly.
Yeah, you just don't want to see that. The thing is that both those kids are big contributors on both sides of the ball. They've been playing without Reimers in the playoffs, and so they were actually going to get him back for the final. That's not going to happen. Crank is another one of the cranks of Aquinas. They've had a bunch of them over the years. They all can play. They're awfully resilient, but obviously that puts a real crimp in what Aquinas could be able to do. And that again opens the door for Donovan Trumbull. You just can't make it's like playing against Paulson. You can't make a mistake. You make a mistake, you're gonna get burned. And we'll see. The Aquinas program, there's a lot of continuity there. Coach Mimic's been there forever, that kind of thing. And that's going to help. That'll help in a situation like this, but it's still going to come down to playmakers. And when you're minus two, that's tough.
Just another minute here with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. I gave this comment kind of last night. We had three totally different games here on Monday. Congratulations, Exeter Milligan. I thought Hemingford should have won the football game. Fall City Sacred Heart, where you been for so long? You just continue to dominate when you get to this point of the season, but it had been so long, it was hard to believe that they hadn't been back since the six in a row. And then last night, you wish you could have seen those two teams play 10 times just to see what kind of talent there was, because neither one in York or Scutt played their best football game last night. Most notably, York with 7 turnovers. Am I off base on any of that? Your kind of thoughts?
Well, I'll be honest. I thought York was going to win the ball game. And, I even still felt that way at halftime. With all the misery that they had inflicted upon themselves, they're only down 7 points, but after a while, you run enough water up against a dam. If there's a crack at all, it gives, and that's what happened. And once it started to go, I'll tell you what, the kid that made the difference, I know, what happened to Lyndon Caleb, you just don't want to have happen to a high school kid. I've had a chance to interview that boy. He's a really nice kid. But I'll tell you what, Zach Zeppelin, it wasn't just the 3 interceptions, although that was huge. One for a touchdown, that was huge. He completely took Ty Danielson out of the game. Yeah. And Ty is one of the, 5, 6 best athletes in Class B, and he was a non-factor. And I don't know, after a while, it just got too much to bear. And the thing is, the one thing that Scott always does is plays defense. And, nothing flashy. They're a lot like Aquinas that way. They don't do anything that'll blow your doors off, but then all of a sudden you look up and you have lost the ball game. And so, anyway. But, yeah, just real quick about those other two games, you're right. Hemingford, they didn't look like it was their first time. They played really good, got the 18-0 lead. But playmakers make plays. And that Kyle Jensen, the junior, he made a huge play, not just in catching the pass, but breaking that tackle that happened right in front of me. It was a great play. It was one of the most memorable plays of the first day. He scores, they win. And as far as the Irish go, yeah, that does seem strange. That's the first time that Sacred Heart has played in the stadium for a state final. And Doug Goltz, he's one of the biggest winners in the state. He's got over 500 basketball wins. Mm-hmm. He's won a whole bunch of state track championships. And then football, he's bearing down on 300 wins. And I don't know, that is a lot better Sacred Heart team than they had last year. And they lost 2 All-Staters from last year's team. So, bravo to them.
Bob Jensen once again joining us here at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with his thoughts on the state championship games. Bob, moving forward, what are you most looking forward to here maybe in the second half or later on today as we wrap up state championships?
Well, I'll be honest, I could stand to watch Jake Paulson run the ball from now until 10 o'clock. I tell you what, people that are watching, you guys saw it. That last touchdown he had, just that little wiggle thing that he did right before he walked in the end zone, I'll guarantee you the kid don't even know he did it. But we were down in the press box the other direction, and honestly, it just, whoa, just boom, there he is. I don't know. For Ashland's sake, I hope they get a score. You know, this is awesome that they're here. Just real quick, maybe talk about this. I went and saw Ashland Greenwood play last year. I wanted to see him play. They were 6-1. They're playing last game of the regular season against Wahoo, playing for the district championship. Remember, this is the team that didn't qualify for the playoffs the first 27 years there were playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking this will be awesome. I can't wait to see him. You know, give or take 57 points, they'd have won that game. So they get beat 63-7. I can't get that out of my head. And now here they are with basically the same team plus two super-duper freshmen. That Nicholson kid and the center are both really good players. So good for them.
Well, Bob, always a pleasure. We'll chat again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Absolutely, dude. All right, thanks a lot, boys.
That is Bob Jetson, Huskerland Prep Report. We'll be back with a quick rundown of the stats and get ready for the second half as Cozad leads Ashland Greenwood 28-0 here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Once again, welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're here at Memorial Stadium with the Cozad Haymakers leading Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays by the score of 28-0. Tyson Nevronic, Doug Duda with you as we get set here for second half action. Let's quickly go over some first half stats from the game. Of course, rushing the football, the big name that we were looking forward to seeing here in Memorial Stadium at Tom Osborne Field was the man of Jake Paulson, and boy, he has really led the Cozad Haymaker offense. 19 rushing attempts, 187 yards, one touchdown and a long. He broke off that 66-yard touchdown run under a minute, or just a minute into the football game. Colin Watovic has also had a great game. Cozad Haymakers rushing the football, 6 attempts, 71 yards, including a 50-yard touchdown scamper straight up the gut. He's got 2 scores for the Haymaker offense. Throwing the football, Nathan Bubach, 3 for 7, 69 yards, has a touchdown and 1 interception. And it was a great interception by Ben Stille as he was able to pick that ball off with one hand to prevent the Cozad Haymakers from reaching the end zone for what would have been a fifth time. For Ashland Greenwood, really the inability to run the football has been evident in this football game. Cozad defense playing tough, 11 yards on the ground. They've all been tough, earned 11 yards. Bo Cottrell with a 5 yards on the day. Nicholson has 5 yards on the day as well for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. And then Gunnar Garner, your dual threat quarterback, he's tried to get to the outside, trying to run the football, but only has 1 yard to show for it. Gunnar Garner through the air is 6 of 18 for 84 yards and an interception. Leading receivers, Connor Young for the Cozad Haymakers. He hauled in a big fourth down reception, and he has 2 receptions for 50 yards. Jake Paulson, 1 reception for 19 yards. He, of course, the recipient of that touchdown pass. So 2 scores for Paulson, 1 on the ground, 1 through the air. 2 scores for Watovic for the Cozad Haymakers, and they find themselves up 28-0 as we get ready for second-half action, Doug.
And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Nicola looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds to Ernst, another two, a Nicola, is that good?
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Welcome back to high school football, the C1 State Championship, brought to you in part by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Cozad will have the wind at their back as they get ready to kick it away and start the third quarter here on ESPN Radio. And for Ashland Greenwood, back at about his 6-yard line is Corey Washburn with Tyler Craven here on the near side to return the football. to start the second half. Let's see if Ashlyn Greenwood can have something positive happen for him here. The ball is in the air. It'll be taken at the 10-yard line. The back man that time was Dawson Grill. He'll bring it across the 20, the 25, and right into the middle of the defensive teeth of the storm to the 29-yard line, and that's where they'll go down. Mark it out to 30, first and 10.
He got lit up on the play. Great hit by Chase Logan, getting his head down low, getting right into the numbers of the return man there. Dawson Ozad and Ashton Greenwood's going to get the ball to start off things right about the 30-yard line, Doug.
Well, when you're up this much, it kind of takes a little of the buzz out of the crowd. They'll obviously cheer for big plays, but unless Ashton Greenwood can do something right away here, it's just kind of like waiting for a whole half to celebrate, pretty much like yesterday's D2 game. Opt-in play, give it on the belly dive, and they'll get 5 yards, but the ball may have popped out. It's still loose and covered by the freshman, Trevor Nicholson. That ball came out of there way, way late in the proceedings, and it'll be a gain of 3, second down and 7. And again, the wind continues to whip here at Memorial Stadium and making this third quarter extremely tough for Ashlyn Greenwood, needing to find a way to run the ball as they're going into this win. Nicholson in motion, comes into the backfield, option play to the other side, and nowhere to go for the quarterback, Cunner Garner, who is going to get back to the line of scrimmage and be thrown down for about a half-yard gain. It'll be third down and 6 yards to go at their own 34 on the opening drive of the second half. 28-0, Cozad leading Ashlyn Greenwood. And coming up under center again this time, Gunnar Garner, who has put the ball in the air 18 times, but completed only 6 of them. That is their game being able, and he hasn't run the ball very much today either. Roll out to the left, little stop route, the ball juggled. Let's see if they call that a catch. They're going to call it a catch at the 42-yard line, even though the ball popped back out and into the hands of Craven once he hit the ground. Werner, the defensive back, kind of wondering if that ball was caught or not. But for the moment, it's a first down and 10 here for Ashlyn Greenwood. And on the replay, you can hear the Cozad fans as the ball was kind of up against his face mask.
Oh, wow.
It was never caught. That should have been ruled incomplete, but a break here for the Blue Jays. Garner rolls to his right, being chased down, and he's going to throw this football away, coming through Simon Rangel and Jacob Stahlbaumer. And you're going to get a flag for intentional grounding because there was no one in the area. Remember, the high school rule is totally different than what you see with that tackle box rule in the pros. There was no one in the area, and an intentional grounding flag laying at the 36.
So. Yeah, one pass completion that might have been maybe a phantom pass completion, and then, of course, the yards that you gained on that taken back by a penalty there for the Blue Jays. Just trying to get the ball, throwing it out of bounds, trying to get it away from the Cozad Haymakers. Well covered. It was one of those situations where that was so well covered that was really the only play he had available, and just nobody in the area there for Ashlyn Greenwood.
It's a 5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul back at the third. 21, second and 21. Quarterback keeper around the left side, getting to the 35-yard line and being wrapped up right there for a short gain. Tackle made by Blaine Peterson for Cozad. And that'll bring up third and long of 17 yards at their own 35. 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's Cozad 28 and Ashlyn Greenwood nothing in the C1 state championship. It's, again, we've talked about it a little bit off the air, and we'll probably talk more about it here in the second half, how the final sometimes can be so anticlimactic to what it takes just to get here to Memorial Stadium. Rolling to his right, Garner, wheel route, one-handed interception at the 40, 35-30, 25-20, Watovic into the end zone, and Cozad starts shining that trophy. You're up 4-0.
Great play by Colin Watovic to stay with that football, Doug. He gets his hand up there, kind of bats it towards himself, was able to bring that ball in, and it was one of those situations where if you get the interception, you're going to go off for 6 because there was nobody else around him. Great play there from the Cozad defense. Colin Watovic stepping up big on the defensive side now, Doug.
His third touchdown, officially a 41-yard touchdown return, and in to try the extra point, Tyson Werner with 9:39 to go in the third quarter. And the extra point is on its way, and the extra point is good. 9:39 to go, third quarter, and we will get a running clock in the C1 state semifinal. Your score, Cozad 35, Ashland Greenwood nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Well, the exact opposite of what Ashland Greenwood was hoping to have happen on the opening possession of the second half. They get the ball and a pick six, 41 yards there for Colin Watovic. 41-yard return to go along with the 4 and 50-yard runs he already have. Now, with a lot of juice behind it, Tyson Werner boots the kick into the end zone for the game's first touchback, and Ashland Greenwood will start again here from their own 20.
Doug, you brought it up a little bit earlier. In fact, right at the top of the broadcast, we are seeing just how tough, how difficult, and how great football was out on the western side of Class C1 for Cozad to get through the western side of the C1 playoffs. And now just to see what they're doing here in the state championship game, this has just been incredible to watch here. As you brought it up, a running clock in a Class C1 state championship game. West teams, Cozad, especially tough.
Ashland Greenwood, who needed a touchdown pass in the final 30 seconds to advance last week, out in the flat here to Kudmulka. It's incomplete. Last week, they were able to beat Columbus Lakeview, who had kind of been a fun team in their own right that might have been able to come out of the East. But the East was so, when the bracket came out, people were saying, the number one seed is not the true number one and things like that. So you were pretty sure that you were going to see somebody from down the way in the bracket make it here to Lincoln. And Ashland Greenwood, as Bob Jensen said, 1 year, what a difference that makes. On second down and 10, rolling left, pump fake, trying to go down the sideline. There's some contact. The ball is thrown, and it is incomplete for Tyler Craven, who did all he could to make sure that he was the only one to get a hand on it. And it'll be third down and 10. And you can just keep chucking the ball now because that clock continues to run. And there's some debate on whether that should be the rule in the state championship. I know in baseball, sometimes they take that 10-run rule out at different levels, the mercy rule, so to speak. And you kind of think if you're good enough to get to the state final, you hate to have that clock running on you, but that's the case here for Ashland Greenwood. And again, Garner looking right, now throws over the middle, and the ball is knocked down, and Baritska was right there. And sometimes it just hits you too hard, and the ball knocked down by Baritza, and it'll be fourth down here for Ashland Greenwood.
Talk about the debate about the running clock here in the state championship games. I mean, yes, you feel like if you're good enough to get there, you shouldn't have to have that running clock hanging over your head. But there's situations like we saw in that Class D2 state championship game yesterday, situations like we're seeing this morning. If nothing's going right for your team, you're getting kicked around, you don't want to pile it on.
Here comes the pressure. The ball is blocked, and I think Moritz is the one that got that. The punt blocked inside the 5. They were trying to scoop and score. Didn't take it in, but they'll have it first and goal at the 4-yard line, covered by Tanner Emerson. And Moritz, I believe, was the man that got a hand on their block punt.
Every element of this football game, offensively, defensively, even through the air, which we weren't expecting, Doug, and now the special teams, everything going the way for the Cozad Haymakers right now. We'll see here the block punt. It looks like
it was Baritza that came through there with that big right paw and knocked it down. And it'll be first down and goal here for Cozad in the Case IH red zone at the 4-yard line. Cozad's going to get to play everybody. Bubak sets him down in a double tight end formation. Calls the cadence, gives it to the man that has done everything in Jake Paulson, but he doesn't get anywhere as Ashland Greenwood sold out, made the tackle. He's going to lose a yard back to the 5-yard line. There's a news flash right there. Paulson went backwards. Second down and goal at the 5. Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth high atop Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the fourth of six championships. We'll also have the next one in C2 between Donovan Trumbull and David City Aquinas. Also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second down and goal at the five. Bubak again fakes the handoff, rolls to the left. He's trying to run it in himself, and he gets to the two before he is hit and driven down between the one and the two. So Bubak wants to get a touchdown here. He's got a touchdown pass to Jake Paulson right towards the end of the first half. It'll be third and goal. Mark the ball at the one. It's always nice when you're on the offensive side and you can design plays for special players. Paulson's been in twice. Watovic's been in three times with the pick six. And their senior quarterback, Nate Bubak, would like to get into the end zone. Third and goal at the one. Bubak out of the I formation. He's going to give it to Baritza, and Baritza's going to get in for a Cozad touchdown. 41-0, Haymakers.
You just said it, trying to get their seniors into the end zone, into the action here in the Class C1 state title. Another touchdown there. Great little triple option play. Baritza right up the middle. The fullback powering his way through for another Cozad Haymaker score.
And the top 10 should be littered with Western teams in the final rankings when they come out tomorrow. Here's the extra point attempt, and this one is on the way, and it is no good. Wide to the right. Looked like he might have stubbed his toe there a little bit. So the extra point, no good, with 5:27 quarter of the C1 state championship. It is Haymaker time, 41-0, leading Ashland Greenwood. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tyson Havronik, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Glad to have you along with us, as there's still a lot of football game left here. We're not quite more than midway past the third quarter, 5:27 with our running clock, 41-0 Cozad. A lot of people thought Cozad could come in and dominate the game, but this is a different level of domination today for the Haymakers. Ashland Greenwood got off to a good start, trading a few blows. They just never got in the end zone. As the kick is away, taken at the 8-yard line, up to the 15, middle of the field to the 20, just looking for somewhere to go across the 25 and brought down. He is again. Escamilla, you go. He finds the guy to tackle every time, it seems like, on special teams. That'll be first and 10 at the 26 here for Ashland Greenwood. And for Cozad, you just look back at some of the games they had this year and wonder how any of them were close. They had a battle with Broken Bow. Obviously, were up against the wall at Kearney Catholic with some kids that were a little ill, a little injured, as Coach Cargill said, but still. And then they have found a way to just roll everybody into playoffs, including Boone Central Newman Grove. Pump fake right side, and the pass is incomplete. Two men in the area, and Bryce Kudmolka looks back at the freshman Trevor Nicholson and saying, "What are you doing?" And Nicholson's going, "Well, he threw it right at me, and it goes off his fingertips," or else I think Kudmolka would have had himself first down. But something messed up there. You shouldn't have had two guys that close to each other in the pattern. And that'll bring up second down and 10 here for Ashland Greenwood. Out of the shot, or no, they're going to put quarterback Garner under center. He's going to sprint out and throw it into the flat to Tyler Craven. Craven caught at the 35, falls backwards to the 38. He's got the first down here for Ashland Greenwood. And again, you just, if you're Ashland Greenwood, go out there and play football. Try to have some fun here. Yep. You're in the state final. Obviously, you want to try to get into the end zone.
Tyler Craven continuing to be the favorite target for Gunnar Garner. That's now his fifth reception, 74 yards in the day.
And rolling to his right again, Garner looking for some running room. He'll keep it across the 45, get close to the first down, about the 46-yard line.
And there we see Gunnar Garner on the run, Doug. And that was kind of one of the things I thought we might see earlier on in the first half. We knew that Gunnar Garner, a dual threat quarterback, he rushed for 1,000 this season, passed for 1,000 this season. I thought we were going to see him try to get to the outside a little bit more, just to never really had any plays developed for him.
A little two-step drop goes on the skinny post, and it's incomplete, trying to get it out here to Ben Stille. It'll be third down and 2. Doug Duda, Tyson Havronic with you here. And waiting for the play to be signaled, ready to go. And it's going to be an option play to the right side. Garner's going to keep it. He's got the first down. He'll be punched out of bounds by Werner right at midfield.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on.
Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Hello?
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Getting that passing game going a little bit there on that last drive. That last drive, 10 plays, 74 yards, took 458, 41-7 with 1 second left to go here in the third quarter. Back to action now as Ashton Greenwood gets set to kick the ball away in an interesting formation here, Doug.
Will they go for the onside kick? Yes, they will. Punch it one-on-one to the other side. It's picked up at the 50 to the 45-yard line. That was dangerous because it could have been returned by Blaine Peterson, and that will bring us to the end of the third quarter of play. But because we had a long extended break there, we'll keep it here. Your score is Cozad 41 and Ashland Greenwood 7. The state football playoffs brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Coming up next, the D2 final, but the story... Jake Paulson, at last check, 20 carries, 186 yards in this football game, leading the way for the Cozad attack. And they really haven't had the ball a whole lot here. They had a short drive that Baritza scored on and a pick six by Watovic there in the third quarter of play.
Yeah, once again, Cozad, as we mentioned, the elements working well for the Cozad Haymakers there, the special teams, they're getting the job done defensively. They're getting the job done offensively as well. Cozad taking control of this football game. But as we mentioned, Ashland Greenwood, we wanted to see them get on the board there. For the seniors, for all the players, and to really kind of reward you after what you've been through this entire season. A nice little pass play there by Tyler Craven. But yeah, so far through that second half, Cozad really, really taking control of this football game.
Well, Jake Paulson has two touchdowns, a 66-yarder in the first minute, then a 19-yard reception from Nate Bubach. Tovic, a 4-yard run, a 50-yard run, and a 41-yard interception return. Baritza, the 1-yard run. And then it is Garner to Craven, and a great catch and run. Tyler Craven breaking numerous tackles over the last 25 yards to fight and get into the end zone there so that Ashland Greenwood could get on the board. And now with the score 41-7 instead of 42-7, we no longer have a running clock, just back to regulation. If you're up by 35 or more at any point in the second half of any game during the season, you have that running clock, but that will not be the case here in the fourth quarter of play. So we'll go back to regular football here as Cozad gets ready to run their first play. We're glad you're along with us on KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings as the Haymakers waiting for the television to get back. So they're just standing there and saying, hey, let's go, fans. Let's play some more football here. We still got some guys that want to get some things done. Bubach out of the backfield. Wilson, Jake Paulson in motion on the jet sweep. Give it to him from left to right. Gets to the corner and breaks a tackle at the 40. And then a penalty flag comes out extremely late on the play. And this will come back. Bubach had already turned the corner, was headed up the field, and the penalty flag was thrown about 15 yards behind where the tackle was made here at the 45-yard line. And so far, a chop block on the defense is what's called here against Ashland Greenwood. That'll be the 14th accepted penalty in this football game, 8 against Cozad, and that'll be the 6th against Ashland Greenwood. Coming up at the end of the ball game, it'll be the Misco Sports postgame show. So Paulson is going to get the credit for the gain of about 12 yards, and then you add on another 15 for the illegal chop block, and that puts Cozad in the Case IH red zone, first and 10 at the 18-yard line. And Paulson will be back in the I formation here as quarterback Nate Bubach looks to the sidelines here for the instructions from the Cozad offensive coordinator Scott Atkinson, Bill Pinkelman, Dave Evertson, Jim Terry, Drew Young, all assistant coaches. As they hand it off to Paulson off the right side, Paulson stacked up. The ball might have been stripped loose. Ball on the ground, but Cozad covers it at the 15-yard line. They have not left that ball on the turf much today. Each team with a turnover in the ball game. Two of them for Ashland Greenwood, one for Cozad.
And the turnover for Ashland Greenwood, I mean, that was towards the end of the first half. Again, that was one of the more impressive interceptions that we have seen so far here in state championships at Memorial Stadium. That was Ben Stilley reaching up there with one hand, bringing that ball down and preventing the Cozad Haymakers from going up 35 before the halftime.
And then Watovic here in the third, well, in the second half, had a 41-yard pick six. On second down, Bubach goes a little counterplay left side. Paulson is met by most of Ashland and some of Greenwood. And he's not going to get anything on the play. It'll be third down. Had an opportunity. Always I get to go from time to time, go see the folks in that Ashland-Greenwood area. And football in that district has not been great for a long time. Elmwood Murdoch had been very good in C2 for a long, long time. But it was a given that they were going to go 8-0 or 7-1 and then struggle in the playoffs, and now we've seen some of the teams in that area pick up their play, and it's showing here with a few teams doing better and getting into the playoffs. Bubach to throw on third down, looks over the middle, pump fake, hit the backfield, gets away, throws to the 2-yard line, it's caught, first and goal. Cozad again to their outstanding wide receiver in Connor Young.
We kind of figured Connor Young would be the target here if the Cozad Haymakers did go to the air. I think it's only his third reception so far in the game. You remember back in the first quarter, he had that big reception on fourth and a long 12 for the Cozad Haymakers, and that set them in position to put 6 points on the board. Another big pass play there for Connor Young. Three receptions in the day, 64 yards.
So it's first and goal at the one. The Haymakers looking for more out of the I formation. Bubach calling the cadence. He'll take the snap. He will hand it to Baritza again, and the fullback is into the end zone for his second touchdown of the half.
Now, the Baritza second score. We've got two scores for Watovic and Watovic, and then two scores for Paulson. Those are the touchdowns that have been put up on the board so far for the Cozad Haymakers.
47-7. And again, the extra point for Tyson Werner. Last one just missed to the right, the upright once as well. And this time the snap is bobbled, and they're going to have to try and do something with it. Bubach throws it out here incomplete, as it was just a little too much lead for Watovic as they had to run the old fire drill. And with 9:41 to go here in the ballgame, Cozad 47, Ashland Greenwood 7. You're listening to State Championship Football, brought to you in part by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
9:41 to go here in the C1 championship game, and Cozad's going to have one of the most impressive winning totals here in quite some time.
Yeah, Cozad so far total offense on the day, 370 yards offensively, 287 yards on the ground, 69 through the air, just an impressive offensive performance.
And Cozad kick is going to go out of bounds, and that will mean first down and 10 at the 35-yard line here for Ashland Greenwood, who did get on the board on a 51-yard touchdown pass from Gunnar Garner to his top wide receiver, Tyler Craven, on the next to last play of the third quarter. And they'll get to take it over again. And we're back to that running clock with a 40-point lead here for Cozad.
You talk about the Cozad Haymakers and their impressive offensive performance so far, but they are going to be a little bit short of where they were in 2005 in the NSAA playoffs. They hold the playoff record, Doug, for the most offense that they put together. In 2005, they had 613 total yards of offense against Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, that was Eric Love's breaking the rushing record, 423 or something like that at the time. The great running back where they had Pinkelman and Jared Crick, who we've heard from today already before the football game. Jared listening back in Houston, where the Texans are getting ready for this weekend's game. And he knew that the whole town would be here. And a lot of people surprised that that group did not make it to Memorial Stadium. But that's when McCook was nearly unbeatable in Class B. And now Cozad C1. And we've got a timeout on the field here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, we'll be right back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15 of the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@espnsuperstation.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Doug Duda, Tyson Evronik, back with you here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. That's probably not working anymore, is it? External speaker, as we are bringing you the end of the C1 state championship game between Cozad and Ashland Greenwood. Ashland Greenwood, little quick slant pattern, and it will be called a catch into the hands of Tyler Craven to the 41-yard line, a gain of 6 on the play. 47-7, Cozad. They were up 28-0 at half. A pick 6 on the opening possession of the third quarter by Colin Watovic made it 35-0, and it has been not closer since then. 47-7, and the next pass out there in the flat, incomplete. Trying to keep things going here. The wind has not let up in this football game. Has been constantly over 20 miles an hour with higher gusts. And I don't know how that much that has affected what the Blue Jays wanted to do here this afternoon, Tyson, but it obviously couldn't have helped them as Garner on third down is going to roll to his left. Flew that out here complete for a first down into the hands of Ben Stilley. Caught at the 47-yard line, needed 4, got 6. And that'll keep the ball in the hands of Ashland Greenwood, which was way more fun than the alternative.
Well, and you talk a little bit about the wind and its kind of effect on the passing game, but you also got to remember the way that Cozad has absolutely clamped down on these defenders. We talk about Watovic playing a great game, Connor Young having a great game with a pick 6. I mean, so their secondary has played really well here this afternoon, Doug.
Out in the left flat, not much there. Back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard gain on the play. Second down and 9 as we approach the 8-minute mark here in the ball game for Ashland Greenwood as they will end their season at 11-2. The only other loss to Bishop Newman, which was a 29-28 extra point type of deal. Rolling to his right, Garner pump fake, looks back over the middle of the football field, well behind Bryce Kudmolka. A lot of passes since this game has gotten out of hand here for Ashland Greenwood. Trying to throw it back against the grain a little bit. He kind of sees somebody that got open, but he's already rolled out past him, and Cozad is letting him go when that happens, and they have not been able to hook up very often in this game. A Gunner Garner, 12 of 34, 173 yards, 51 of them on the touchdown pass. So outside of that, not much good one here for the Blue Jays as he's passing again. Quick little button hook, complete at the 45 of Cozad, trying to stretch for the first down, going to be just short. It'll be fourth down and 1 at the 44-yard line. Need to get across the 43. Didn't give him a very good spot on that one. I thought he had made the 43, but they're going to only give him the 44, saying that his knee had hit. So fourth down here and a yard and a half to go for Ashland Greenwood. They will put Garner under center. He is going to run the option, keeps it himself, has the first down, crosses the 40, lunges to the 38, a gain of 6. And the Blue Jay fans, as cold as they may be, still trying to cheer for their football team. It'll be a shorter drive home for the Blue Jays, but you want the long drive when you're carrying the big trophy, and that's what Cozad will have.
Especially when you're carrying that big trophy. And for the Cozad fans here, as you mentioned to Doug, you know, after halftime, sort of one of those situations where you just get the feeling that they're just sitting and waiting for that clock to finally hit zero so they can start celebrating and talk about the accomplishments of what's been a great season for Cozad.
High formation, Garner, fly pattern, has a man down the sidelines, underthrown, but coming back and making the catch again is Tyler Craven at the 22-yard line, where he will step out of bounds after a gain of 17. That ball just kind of hung in the air. Craven knew it, and one of the haymakers a little slow to get up over there on the sideline on the Ashland Greenwood side, and now hobbling over here to the Cozad side of the field will be Tyson Werner, who is their kicker, who's been playing defensive back, and they'll come get him off the field. Just got twisted up over there, already has that left ankle taped up with his shoe. First and 10 at the 22-yard line. Ashland Greenwood trying to get another touchdown on the board. Garner rolls to his right, stops, throws deep, and it is incomplete. We're going to get a pass interference on Watovic, trying to get it downfield for Bryce Kudmola. And Kudmola reached up, and it looked like maybe his arm was grabbed just enough to warrant the flag. And that'll be half the distance to the goal and will be just enough for the first down. As we were looking at first and 10. So the ball will be moved between the 10 and the 11-yard line, most likely, once they mark this off. And Ashland Greenwood's in the Case IH red zone, brought to you by Fairbanks International, your Case IH dealer in Hastings and Kearney. 5:24 to go in the ball game. It's Cozad 47, Ashland Greenwood 7 in the C1 State Championship. Blue Jays trying to find a way to get on the board here for a second time in the half. Line up in the I formation. And back to pass again. Garner floats it for the corner of the end zone. Overthrows Craven at the near pylon in the front left corner. Incomplete. Brings up second down. But with that 40-point lead, that does not stop the clock. It shortens the game. And the clock will run under 5 minutes before the Blue Jays can snap the ball again. Second and 10, just outside the 10. Garner again under center out of the I formation. Three-step drop, same play. A lot of hand fighting over there. And incomplete. Bubak and Craven really going one-on-one over there. And right now, Ashland Greenwood just kind of throwing it up and hoping. And that'll bring up a third down and 10 situation. Again, the first down would have to be almost touching the goal line here.
And it's been all pass plays here for Ashland Greenwood really since that running clock went into effect. And, yeah, Gunnar Garner has thrown the ball 38 times here in this football game. 9 of those receptions, by the way, to Tyler Craven, who has 156 yards on the day.
19 rushes, so half as many. And Baritza puts pressure. The ball's thrown into the air. It's picked off in the end zone. Young decides he wants to run it out. He thinks he might be able to return it. Down the left sideline, 15, 20, 25, and he'll re-drug out of bounds at the 29-yard line. The third turnover for the Blue Jays. Baritza put the pressure on the quarterback. Gunnar Garner hit as he threw, and it floated up with four players in the area, and it's picked off. Picked off by Connor Young for Cozad.
Connor Young kind of banged up on the play, too. He was stepping out of bounds. Took a shot as he was going out of bounds, kind of huddled over there on the sideline, and some of the players right around him making sure that he's okay. He got his bell rung a little bit, though, on the sideline on that return.
And a timeout will be called here by Cozad. We're going to see the starters come out of the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:41 to go in the C1 final. It's Cozad 47 at Ashland Greenwood 7. We'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Rather to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to high school football here on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the backups are in for Cozad with this state championship game secured. And taking the snap will be the new quarterback, Sam Cole, and running against the first-team defense of Ashland Greenwood. He'll turn and hand it off to Brian Messersmith. And Messersmith not able to get anything, got back to the line of scrimmage, and now it looks like Ashland Greenwood going to start to run some players onto the football field. Second down and 10 here as Sam Cole, the sophomore, the future of this Cozad program right here, and they'll hand it off. Messersmith is rolled down again, the tackle made by Joe Stastny. A loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up third down at 11. Don't forget, when our football game is over, we'll bring you all the action here on ESPN Radio, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. 2:45 remaining. Tyson will run down the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the C2 championship between Donovan Trumbull and Aquinas out of David City. The two-time defending champion. Again, a lot of people have Donovan number one most of the year, if not all the year, and the favorite, but Aquinas is scary, the two-time defending champion, and all of a sudden, here they are avenging their only two losses of the year, which were close losses, and they avenge both of them here in the playoffs and find their way with a solid semifinal win over Malcolm, coming in with some momentum.
It'll be one of those situations where I'm going to be looking forward to seeing how the Aquinas Catholic defense can match up against what is a very talented, very explosive Donovan Trumbull offense.
Delay a game penalty here on Cozad. Backs him up 5, 3rd and 17. The ball is fumbled. The ball is scooped up by Ashland Greenwood. And a great job by Cole to tackle Walker Fisher, who was on his way to the end zone. And Ashland Greenwood's going to have another chance here with 2:10 to go in the football game. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 18, taking over in the Case IH red zone. Clock is running with 2 minutes to go here on the change of possession. And the Blue Jays will come out. And it looks like they're going to put their starters back on the field here. They want to score. And it looks like Cozad has decided to keep their second team out there. But a timeout on the field. And again, some confusion here with the TV guy who was in the wrong spot. Now we're ready to go. 47-7, Cozad with the lead here in the C1 championship game. Looking to pass, Garner floats it to the corner of the end zone for Craven. Jump ball, and he's able to win that battle for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown reception over the top of Escamilla that time. And the second touchdown reception for the junior, Tyler Craven.
Just a simple little play out to the corner of the end zone there for Tyler Craven. Again, is going up against the second team defense. Second team defense, just no match for Tyler Craven. The size of Craven wins the jump ball, and 6 points go on the board again for Ashton Greenwood. The second touchdown reception from Gunner Garner to Tyler Craven here on the afternoon.
1:39 remaining in our football game. We'll throw it back over to Scott Van Pelt after our game and then be back with you about 2:10 for the C2 championship. Ready to kick the extra point, Ben Stilley. Snap good, placement down, the kick is pounded, and it is good. So 1:39 remaining in our football game and a 34-point lead for Cozad. It's the Haymakers 47 and Ashland Greenwood 14. We'll be back for the final minute 39 right after this timeout.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here, Lincoln, Nebraska, the site, as we 1 minute, 39 seconds left before we crown the Cozad Haymakers as the Class C1 champions. They are currently leading the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays by the score of 47-14. Tyson Negronik, Doug Duda has had the play-by-play here as Ashland Greenwood gets set to kick off here to the Cozad Haymakers.
Looks like they'll try another onside kick. The Cozad fans, as we were coming back from break there, chanting kind of the motto, win the day. That's what Cozad's been trying to do, win the day, and they have dominated this day here at Memorial Stadium, leading it 47-14 with a minute 39 to go. And the onside kick is going to bounce off one of the Ashland Greenwood players, and that will make it illegal as the ball is covered at the 40, and they'll get to take over Cozad will at the Blue Jay 49-yard line with a minute 37 to go here in our C1 championship. More football players running out there. There's Jacob Williams out there for Cozad, Chase Lundgren, a lot of sophomores, a few freshmen. How about we trot out Luke Gengenbaugh? Fun time for everybody. They've doused Coach Brian Cargill with the Gatorade bucket. He's a huge Husker fan. He's wearing a big Nebraska Cornhusker winter coat out there today. So that'll soak up that water pretty good for him. And again, with everybody trying to get their players into the football game, confusion and a timeout called. So this fourth quarter has kind of drug on as Cozad just kind of waits to celebrate. They've been celebrating basically since the interception return by Colin Watovic to start the third quarter, which at the time put Cozad up 35-0. They were up 41-0. And Ashland Greenwood just scored on the second team here of Cozad to make it 47-14. But all Cozad has to do here is hand the ball off probably three more times, four if they need to, and then let the celebration begin. Also out there on the field, Quentin Pickering, number 33. Brian Messersmith is the running back that we told you about. Also on the line out there, you've got Nathan Lemmer. He's into the ball game. So don't overlook what Ashland Greenwood has done, but right. Like York yesterday, like Stewart yesterday, three of the four championships have ended up not being close, and you still got to – it really puts a sting in that you made it to the state finals and you worked so hard to get here, and then it just didn't go your way once you got here, as Messersmith is stacked up, and they're saying that the ball may be loose as they unpile folks, and they will give the ball to Ashland Greenwood. Looks like maybe covering the ball was Eric Kisowski, and I hope I got that name right. The young sophomore popped up off the bottom of the pile, and Ashland Greenwood will get the ball again with a minute 29 to go.
Again, if you're Ashland Greenwood, you're in a situation where you get to the state championship. Of course, you go through the season 11-1, worked hard to get to the state title game, made some good runs in the playoffs, but you got to use this moving forward as sort of a, okay, we've been to Lincoln, we've been to Memorial Stadium, and now we now know what we have to do to get over that hump.
Ashland Greenwood has put their number one offense back out there on the field. The pass complete at the 35 into the hands of Ben Stilley, who's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. And I know Coach Brian Cargill doesn't want to bring his starters back out on the field, but you kind of let Ashland Greenwood do it once, and it's a little iffy whether they should have their starting offense out there again with a 33-point deficit here in this football game, trying to punch another one in. Garner over the middle, and it is almost intercepted. It was overthrown, and Sam Cole just about had his one shining moment right there as it popped off his shoulder pad and falls incomplete.
Starting to see here's a switch on the line, kind of a more of a line change here for the defensive line for the Cozad Haymakers as they're shuffling players in and out.
1:13 to go, 47-14, Cozad. Garner, pump fake, looking deep, throws the deep post, and it is incomplete. Craven couldn't quite hang on at the Cozad 9. Give credit to these youngsters from Cozad that are in there on the second/third team defense. They're right there with the play. It's not like they're running wide open down the field here for the Blue Jays. And it's 3rd down and 10 at the Haymaker 30. 1:08 to go, and again, the score no longer a 35-point deficit, so we're back to the regular clock. And the incomplete passes stop it. Back to pass Garner. Rolls to his right under a little bit of pressure. Lofts it out here, and the ball caught and into the end zone for an Ashland Greenwood touchdown. The battle of fours. Bryce Kudmolka gets in after a little jousting here with Escamilla, and that's going to go down as a 30-yard touchdown pass.
And that was Hugo Escamilla there on the coverage. It looked like he tried to go up for the interception. May have bit on it just a little bit too early as the ball hung up there in the wind just a little bit longer. Escamilla goes for the pick. He comes up empty-handed, and a touchdown pass to Bryce Chmola there.
So Kudmelka gets the touchdown reception. And the extra point coming up here from Ben Stille.
I tried on it.
And Stille with the kick. It is up, and it is good. So two touchdowns here in the last 40 seconds have made the score look much more respectable. It's Cozad 47 and Ashland Greenwood 21. We're back with more of the C1 final with 59 seconds to go after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda, Tyson Havronic, Stacy Johns back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where we have 59 seconds to go in our C1 championship that has been dominated by Cozad. A couple of late scores by Ashland Greenwood on the Haymakers' second team has put it to 47-21. And Ashland Greenwood still not just kind of conceding. You never want to say give up, but they're continuing to line up for the onside kick here.
And, you know, that's all kind of part of Ryan Thompson. He sort of got the Blue Jays with that never-give-up attitude. We're never out of any game. We play hard until that clock hits zero, and that's exactly what the Blue Jays are doing here this afternoon.
So lining it up is Ben Stille with just two men to his right. This time he will kick it to his left, tries to rattle it off one of the Haymakers and just shoots it out of bounds. So Cozad will get the football. They've tried a little different onside kick each time. Went against the formation, stubbed one into the ground. That one they tried to rifle off, hopefully it would bounce off a Haymaker. And now Cozad sending out their first-team offense to make sure that they don't fumble the ball. They're going to put them out there, I assume, in the victory formation. So Coach Cargill sending Bubak and Paulson and Marissa back out there. And, you know, you got your second and third teamers in there, and I like this move. It's not just because they want to sit on the ball here, but your men that won the state championship get to be on the field for the final snap. And Bubak takes the snap. He'll kneel on the football, and he'll have to do that at least one more time, and that should be enough to end this football game as the clock runs down with 50 seconds.
And this is where, as a senior, you really get to savor this moment. You just kind of look around Memorial Stadium, and knowing what's about to happen as that clock continues to wind down, you're about ready to hold up the C1 state championship trophy. Gets exciting for these Cozad Haymakers.
And the final snap coming up here for Nate Bubak. He's a senior. Paulson, a senior. Baritza, a senior. Bubak comes up under his center, takes the snap, kneels down. The final 15 seconds will expire. Other seniors, Hank Flaster, Tanner Everson, Simon Rangel, Jacob Stahlbaumer, Blaine Peterson, a majority of these kids are seniors. The final 5 seconds tick off the clock, and your 2013 Class C1 state football champions are the Haymakers of Cozad for the second time in school history. And for the first time since 1969, they have completed an undefeated season, a perfect 13-0 with a 47-21 win over Ashland Greenwood. I'm Doug Duda, Tyson Havronic, and I'll be back to wrap things up on the Nabisco Sports postgame show with the final stats and scoring summary right after this on ESPN Radio.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where it is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's has a great selection of gear to choose from, and you can always get your game on. When you shop Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Their storefront location is in Ord, but the great gang at Misco's is driving and working the entire state of Nebraska, making sure the athletes and the schools have the best equipment they can have so that they can help them produce state championship teams like the Cozad Haymakers today with their 47-21 win over the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. And it started right off again. You're going to forget how the game started. You're going to just see the score and know that Cozad ended up dominating it. But Cozad received the ball and faced a third down in their own territory at the 34-yard line, a third down and five. And Jake Paulson on a little counterplay off the left side sprinted 66 yards, 55 seconds into the game for the touchdown to make it 7-0 when Tyson Warner made the kick. But Ashland Greenwood going into the wind, and they throw the football, and they were able to march the ball down the football field. And a couple of nice passes from Gunnar Garner to his leading receiver, Tyler Craven, who ended up with 174 yards receiving in the ball game today and a couple of touchdowns. But he was the man that got him down to the 2-yard line, second and goal at the 2, and then a 5-yard lining up in the neutral zone infraction, ended up being third and goal, incomplete pass, lining up for a very makeable 23-yard field goal. They decided to fake it. Cozad was all over it, dropped them for a loss at the 18-yard line, and Cozad then marched the football down the field and punched it in on a 4-yard run from Colin Watovic on a 17-play drive, I believe that was, Tyson, and went up by a score of 14-0. Then Connor Young come up with an interception, and a 50-yard run by Watovic made it 22-0 after the 2-point conversion with 8:19 to go in the second quarter. And so Ashland Greenwood was moving the football, but Ben Stilley comes away with a pick to deny Cozad at the 2-yard line, and it looked like Ashland Greenwood might have a little life, but it was at the 2. They went 3 and out. The punt, of course, didn't go very far and set up a short field. A 32-yard drive was all it was. And on 4th and 6, it was Nate Bubach hitting a little swing pass to Jake Paulson, who made a fantastic move on the left sideline for a 19-yard touchdown reception. It was 28-0 Cozad at the half. Ashland Greenwood got the ball to start the third quarter. It was a 41-yard pick six for Colin Watovic to make it 35-0 with 9:39 to go in the third quarter. And after that, the clock ran, then it stopped, then it ran, then it stopped because it was back and forth between the 35-point mercy rule. But it was just kind of trying to run the clock, and Jake Paulson really didn't touch the ball that much. Ashland Greenwood had the ball way more in the second half than Cozad did today. In fact, they had the ball 6 more minutes in the game and fell 47-21. Baritza, Alex had 2 1-yard touchdown runs in the second half to cap the scoring for Cozad. For Ashland Greenwood, a 51-yard touchdown pass on the next to last play of the third quarter from Gunnar Garner to Tyler Craven. And they also hooked up on an 18-yard pass in the fourth quarter. Garner also hooked up with Bryce Goodmola with a minute to go for the 3 touchdowns for Ashland Greenwood. Cozad 47, Ashland Greenwood 21. Tyson has a look at the final stats.
Let's take a look at these final stats, Doug, as we head over here. Let's first with your Cozad Haymakers, your leading rusher, Jake Paulson, on day finished with 198 yards, too short of 200, but as you mentioned, didn't see a whole lot of action there in that second half. His long one, of course, the 66-yard touchdown run to start things off for the Haymakers scoring-wise. Colin Watovic, he finishes with 2 touchdowns on 6 attempts for 71 yards, his long of run of 50. And then for passing the football for the Cozad Haymakers. Nathan Bubach went 4 of 8 for 83 yards, one touchdown, one interception. That touchdown went to Jake Paulson for him at 19 yards out. Other than that, he found Connor Young on a few big plays, including a fourth down call way earlier in the ball game in the first quarter. Connor Young, finishes with 3 receptions for 64 yards. For the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, it was all throwing for Gunnar Garner as he went to the air 44 times today. Completes 17 of those, finishes with 266 yards. He was even with his touchdown interception ratio at 3 apiece. Ashton Greenwood, when they did try to run it, was Gunnar Garner running the football for him. He had 10 rushing attempts for 22 yards. Bo Cottrell had 6 attempts for 13 yards. Their freshman Nicholson, he rushed the ball for 6 yards as well. Leading receiver for Gunnar Garner in that passing attack, that was Tyler Craven, who finished with 10 receptions and 174 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nicholson had 3 receptions for 41 yards, and Ben, who had the interception for the Ashton Greenwood Blue Jays, finished with 2 receptions for 28 yards on the offensive side of the football. Total numbers comparison for you, rushing the football ruled the day for the Cozad Haymakers as they ran for 277 total yards, 360 total yards. Ashton Greenwood, when they went to the air, 266 through the air, 41 on the ground, finished with 307.
47-21 Cozad, and that is our wrap-up of the stats brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind, knowing what you work and play hard for is taken care of? Call today for a free quote, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And we will put the finishing touches on our C1 championship in a moment.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Don't forget that you can always hear live coverage of high school sports, not only here on the radio, but on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll also have photos up here in the next couple of days of the state championship games, including Cozad Ashland Greenwood and our next one, Donovan Trumbull, taking on Aquinas, and many more. They're free. The podcasts are up shortly after the game, and our broadcast concludes. It's all at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Free to listen to, free to view, and do as you wish with any of the material on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a little over an hour at about 2:10 for our C2 pregame. The New Tech Seed pregame show as Donovan Trumbull gets ready to take on Aquinas Catholic of David City. Congratulations to first-year head coach Brian Cargill. Tyson, what do you do for an encore? You got to be back next year, and they got some guys to replace.
I think that they've got some guys replaced. We'll see here what Cozad brings. Maybe you got some younger guys in the fourth quarter. They got a little taste of what Memorial Stadium is like. Maybe they want to get more of that taste next season, but certainly be following the Cozad Haymakers and seeing what they can do as they get set for another football season next year around.
And the good thing is, don't worry about it until it's time to worry about it next season.
Right.
For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and for Tyson of Ronick, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Congratulations to Coach Cargill and the great crew at Cozad, the Haymakers, 47, Ashland Greenwood 21. Cozad, your 2013 C1 state champions. I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN 1460 1550 back on the air at 2:10 for the C2 state championship game with Donovan Trumbull taking on Aquinas.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Your water tastes horrible, or it smells like rotten eggs or chlorine and makes your skin itch. Or maybe it leaves rusty stains and hard water deposits and ruins your appliances. Well, the clean water experts at Easy Water want to let you know that it doesn't have to be this way. We'd like to send you a guide that explains the most common water contaminants that can plague your home and health and how to get rid of them with no chemicals, no salt, and very little maintenance.